Hey Rod, are you ready to go balls deep in sports?
Yellow, and welcome to another episode of Balls Deep Sports on the Blackout Tips Premium Podcast Network. I'm your host, Rod, and joined by my co-host, the ever light-skinned Jay Trizzle.
Oh, we stay winning, man. Did you see us at the award show?
Hell yeah, Trizzle.
BET Awards, we stay winning.
All the light skins naive getting busy.
Just want to give a shout out to all the other light skinned fellas out there. Thug Bay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, keep your head up, bro. Contract soon.
Got him a contract. He got one. Got him a modeling contract.
We called it here on Balls Deep. We called it.
Yep, called it first. If you listen to the show, you already know. We knew that was going to happen.
TV show next.
We have a very special guest in the show, in the house, because it's about that time. It's Karen.
How y'all doing?
Karen should have her own intro. Like, even after you do the intros, Karen should have her own intro like that Beyonce song, like, Bow Down, Bitches. Like, yeah. Like that should come on immediately after she be like, what's up?
I should do more work.
Yep.
That's what I should do. Another thing I have to do.
And remember to do.
Let's put that on his to-do list.
I don't even think that song is on here.
Oh, Flawless? It's Flawless.
Oh, is that the name of it?
Yeah, it's called Flawless, I think. She was like, I woke up like this. It might be.
I don't even see Flawless Queen Beyonce. That's a playlist. I think we don't do things on the fly.
Yeah,
here.
I think we have a plan. Bow Down, Bitches is actually, it actually turns into that song.
Yeah, you'd
Flawless.
You'd have to do YouTube. Well, until they start taking music off.
I don't think they have Beyonce's whole album on here.
No. You might can find Bow Down, Bitches.
Yeah, I got it off YouTube.
I said, you ain't gonna find Flawless.
All they got is Partition, Drunken Love, Pretty Hurts, and XO. Is XO it? Cause that's what turns into Flawless.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Nope.
Cause doesn't that joint start with that feminist woman talking and shit or something?
Yeah,
that's not it.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I got it off YouTube.
That's how I
get all my music.
Thanks for nothing.
Until they ban it and start trying to, you know, charge the artists. Damn it, YouTube.
Now
I'm gonna have to go back to Rap Godfathers for my downloads.
Yep, I appreciate it very much, man. This is Balls D Sports, man. Of course, you guys came here to hear about some sports and stuff. But first, we need to do the theme song. So let's go ahead and do this. Hopefully, it plays. I have 47 windows open.
How deep?
You know how when I go in the ball pit of Cheesy Charlie's, and I sing all the way to the bottom?
That deep?
That's right there. I'm talking about balls deep in love.
I'm talking about
positive traits. Give a pound into her feelings. Ain't mouth salivate. Ain't Tyra, are you listening?
We're not talking just the tipping.
Thank you, Scottie Pippen.
Just here dropping off an application. Players in my
day. Oh, Crow's looking at us.
Let me hear that. Where was I?
Oh, Ron Harper head.
We're talking about balls deep. We're talking about balls deep in love. I'm talking about balls deep.
We're talking about balls deep.
We're talking about balls deep in love.
Did you see them doing the Bankhead bounce right there at the end?
Mm-hmm. They took out part of this, man. Like, there's a part on here where, first of all, the music on the Cleveland show is dope.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if y'all ever had time to listen, but they had some pretty good stuff. Like, you ever seen the Kanye West rap battle with Cleveland show?
Huh.
That shit's dope. And then the one where he raps to the white dude, Federline.
Yes.
And
that's my favorite one.
Yeah, it just came out of nowhere. It was like, it was nothing going on. And he just was like, he just started rapping about, like, a hardcore gangster rap about how he was.
Did they have a clip of that?
Let me see. I'll see if I can find it.
I used to watch it, like, that first season. And then
it wasn't
like
good the first season.
And it's like they switched up the time. And then, does it even still come on Fox anymore? Like,
it does, yeah.
So like they had
it got canceled now. Like this was the last season they just showed.
But like they had changed up the time. I had started watching Bob's Burgers and then turning it by the time Cleveland was on, or you know what I'm saying? Like I was only looking at Bob's Burgers. Mm-hmm. And then I think they changed the time with that. Or I started watching something else. Something else came on during that time. So the Cleveland show kind of lost me for a little bit. It's so much good stuff on TV right now.
It really is, dog. But, yeah, my shit's moving slow, so I don't know. Maybe we get it up. Oh, wait. I think this is it. But it came out of nowhere, dog. He was just like, my name is Cleveland. Like, it was, you know what I mean? Like, it went, like, you was expecting it to be on some, like, him talking in that funny voice and shit. And instead, it was, like, kind of serious. And kind of gangster. It was like, damn, dog. And like, it was pretty hard, man. I don't know. I just remember when I heard that shit, I was like, yo, this show is like, it was one of the moments where I went from fuck this show to like, this show might be, getting better on the low. I just didn't want to admit that it was getting better at the time.
They started out so terrible, man. They climbed out from under a mountain.
Dude, it was so bad the first season, man. Like, it just felt like blackface the first season. Like, look at all these white people acting. This is what they think black people think is funny. And it was a bunch of shit that we don't really think is funny. You know what I mean? It's like laughing at black stuff.
And it was so messed up because they would barely have him on Family Guy. And you'd be like, man, why they don't ever show on Cleveland? You know what I mean? And then it's like, oh, he getting his own show. How did, who petitioned for that?
Right.
And then it was like, but it's terrible.
And the music on American Dad is the best. That to me,
the intro song?
No, just the music.
Like, oh, okay.
They have so much 90s R&B throwback music on that shit, man.
Yeah, American Dad is a funny show.
Let's see if I can get it. But, yeah, this joint, that was the other thing in this clip. Like, he's talking to Federline, and it was just like, well, maybe, like, you know, Federline talks like he's a white dude that tries to act black. So it was like, maybe if you bust a rhyme or something, it was like, I don't know if I could possibly. Straight out of Stoban, a motherfucker named Cleveland. Like, it was just some shit like that, man. It's taking a long time to load, so I'm just going to try to come back to it later. We'll see if we can play it later. We got a couple emails. Let's see if this one breaks down the salary cap situation. Eric writes in, Prince LeRon, fans of mediocrity. What's good, Balls Deep crew?
What's up, man?
How you doing?
If LeBron is your favorite player, is it wrong for you to root for whichever team he joins? Mm-mm. I'm tired of people trying to tell me that what makes a true fan of a team. So if you don't support a team when they are bad, you ain't real. I think it is possible to be a real fan and still have standards. For me to pay for game tickets, the team has to be good or have some exciting young players on the come up. I'd rather be called a bandwagon fan than being a real fan paying for Timberwolves season tickets. I'm not saying you can't stick with your squad through ups and downs, but it's okay to leave after five straight seasons of down. Disclaimer, I don't even have a favorite NBA team anymore. I used to be a Kings fan, but I still haven't gotten over the 2002 Western Conference Final against the Lakers. We were cheated and fuck Robert Horry, Prince LeBron.
It's all Mike Bibby's fault, man. It's him and Doug Christie.
What do they have in common, I wonder?
It's all their fault.
Yeah.
They was too busy trying to accommodate Vlade Divac and get him acculturated.
I personally think there's nothing wrong with being whatever kind of fan you want. I think people put way too much stock into who gets credit for being a fan and who doesn't. When at the end of the day, we're just a bunch of suckers for rooting for any of this shit. It's arbitrary games that motherfuckers are playing.
They're saying we froze that have, up. They saying we froze up and the sound cut out.
Oh, for real? Everybody saying that or just one person?
Two.
All right, let me see if I can refresh. Sorry about that, everybody. Must have been when I tried to load that video.
Damn it, they even attaching viruses to the Cleveland show now.
Oh, DB said he was fine. Yo, is it okay now? People in the chat. Can they hear us now? No response. DB says it's good.
But you know, it was going out earlier when y'all was doing the other show. And I wasn't sure if it was y'all or the other people internet connection.
I don't know.
But I didn't think it was y'all. When you all would talk, it would be fine. But like sometime when the other people would talk, it would go in and out.
Oh, I don't know. Brandon had a little bit of issues, but I don't know. It seemed pretty fine to me. All right. They say we're fine, so I'm going to go ahead and operate on that assumption. You guys let us know if we're not.
Three, two.
So what do you guys think, though? Do y'all think that you need to be a fan of one player or one team, and if a player leaves that, then you can no longer root for that player or move to the team that he's on?
No, I think that when it comes to sports and teams and picking sports and picking teams, I think a lot of people pick teams at a very young age, and most people pick their teams according to what their father or granddaddy or whoever likes. It's one of those things. I say, be your own person. I don't care about fans that just come for your team winning or losing. I don't care. I feel like you owe this team no obligation. This team is not cutting your ass a check. They're not paying you a dime.
Now, see, right there, first of all, you can't listen to Karen because she's a woman. So she doesn't know anything about sports. So you can't listen to her. However, she's right.
Yeah, you're a grown-ass adult, man. If you're still waiting on someone to confirm your fanhood or something, like, don't. Just be yourself. What the fuck does it matter what they think?
And that's stupid to pay season tickets for a team that's consistently losing.
Right. So you can prove how real you are. I got to be out a couple $1,000 so I can prove that I'm down. Fuck that. Right.
All those Bobcat season ticket holders a few years ago? Mm-hmm. Nah. You know what? By withdrawing your money and not showing up to the games, it either forced the team to do better.
Right.
Or it'll force the team to do better. But it forces the team to do better, and that's all your ultimate goal.
Because at the end of the day, money speaks. Because I'm not going to lie, I am a Hornets / Bobcats fans, but I'm also a fan of whatever fucking team LeBron James is on. I don't care where he go, I will be an instant bandwagon fan.
Yeah, I've never let that shit dominate me. Mm-mm. Fuck that. It's my money and my time, and I'll go where I goddamn well please. And if you want to judge me, fine. Just know that I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, I don't think I liked anybody on the Heat. However, I was dancing for LeBron. You know what I mean? And I'm a Kobe fan. But, you know, I think LeBron is a good player. So, like who you like, man.
Yeah.
But also, at the same time, when he doing bad, if you claiming that's your dude.
Right. That's what that's what bothers people, is that when people opt out. Like, oh, he played bad, I don't care no more. Like, but even then, you know what? Even then, that's your fucking right. Because there's people that don't care. Like, I know people that are like, oh yeah, I'm a baseball fan when the Yankees are good.
You know.
When the Yankees not good, I don't give a fuck about baseball. I don't watch it. So they supposed to lie to me, or are they supposed to go and fake watch a bunch of games that they don't want to see? Like, I get it. Like, it's only so much time in this world. Why the fuck you wasting it on bullshit?
On losers.
Yeah. And for me, I'm like that about tennis. Unless Venus and Serena playing, I don't give a fuck about tennis.
You say Arenas.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck about tennis.
Uranus.
Right. And unless Tiger Woods is playing golf, I don't give a fuck about golf.
Yeah.
I used to like VJ Singh, though. I used to like VJ.
But why?
Because he was rich. He was out there getting his checks on the low. Mm-hmm. And people hated doing interviews with him. He was like the Popovich of press conferences.
Because he was an ass.
That's what made me like him. He was like, look, I'm just here to get this money.
How did he get considered an ass but not Tiger Woods? And I'm talking about before the affair shit. Because Tiger used to get some terrible, mean interviews too. Like, if he wasn't doing good, his interviews were totally different than when he was doing bad. You know, I mean, when he was doing good, like, well, he was doing bad. They're like, Tiger, what do you think happened on the back nine? It seems that you overplayed the ball a bit and your putting was down. Well, you just said it. Okay, Tiger, so do you have any idea why the putting? Well, I have no idea. Why would I know? If I knew, I would have scored. I would have got par in the hole. Okay, back to you, Jim. Tiger's being a dick today.
Because Tiger was running everybody money, so they didn't care.
No, nope. Yeah, but I just don't understand why his dick was different than VJ Singh being a dick.
Nope, it's because Tiger was a multitude of races, and he wouldn't stick to one. He was like, nope, I'm not going to be black. I'm going to be green today, guys. Like it. I'm going to be green. But then he did the ultimate cardinal sin at the time, which was marrying a white woman. Nobody liked it.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like,
especially
he's still
in the golf world.
See, that's the thing. That's different. That's actually not true. Tiger got such a pass for marrying that white woman. Like, yeah, that was his official badge of, this is one of the good ones. Cause he went and got him, he could have had a choice of all the black women. All of them. He could have picked any of them. He's lame as shit. But you know what he did? He picked a good old fashioned white nanny.
You sure the collard green jokes didn't, and fried chicken jokes didn't increase after that?
I'm positive. He got more racism before he went and got that white woman, dog. Like, that white woman, cause like, you know how you know, and it's fucked up, but you know how you know they were okay with him marrying that white woman? Because when white men talked about his white woman, they talked about it with such reverence. Like, wow, did he pick a good one. And I'll tell you what, that Elin Norton, she is hot. He might have lost a day. He won in life. He's got a hot wife. Am I right, guys? I'm like, this don't seem a little weird to y'all. Like, normally they be not on, they don't be cool with this normally. Normally it's always some kind of shade, you know what I mean, thrown your way for marrying outside your race on the low. But this time they were all for it. That's why he actually got so much hate when he cheated. Cause it was like, you ain't got one of the best white women. And this what you do? This how you repay us for letting you slide?
Cheating on her with these Sandra Bullock looking chicks.
Right. How you gonna, first of all, I love Sandy. But how you gonna go down to a 5 from a 10? You know, like, they was mad as shit. It, like, remember, man, people was talking, other golfers that's been in trouble with shit was talking about him.
They just never liked him. That's that suppressed hate. Right. I couldn't say anything at the time.
Right. They suppressed it because she was hot to by white standards. And they all wanted her anyway. So it was like, good job, buddy.
Yep. I wonder how he ran into her. Like, was she hanging out in all the golf circles?
She was a nanny for another golfer.
But I thought she was a model.
She was a model. She's a Swedish supermodel, too.
That's a nanny.
Right. That, you know, nanny for rich people probably means she gets $100,000.
But she's, right, it's still the title of nanny. That's, mm-hmm, he, you know what? And he, even when he bagged her, that was a 5.
I feel like nanny for him means group, for that circle means rich groupie. Like, I'm just going to find a way to hang around rich golfers until one of them sees me taking care of somebody's baby and goes, I want to marry you. You know what I'm saying? Like, why would somebody,
that ain't a bad idea.
Yeah, why would somebody that, you know, that good looking be like, I just want to be a nanny as my aspiration to life? Like, nah, she was like, this is better than saying gold digger. And it give me a reason to be at these parties.
And she knew Tiger was out here. He wasn't going to stop getting these Denny's chicks. Mm-hmm. And man, when she finally had proof,
I feel like she had no idea.
I think she knew.
Until they got married. Like, I feel like he was so good with it, and she didn't care because she was winning too.
Right. Yep.
She was getting the richest of the rich golfers. And she was like, I don't see anything. I'm fine. And then they got married, and she was like, how come you don't come home that much? It's like, all right, you got to go practice some more. 2 a.m? Yeah, golf never sleeps.
Private session.
I'll be back.
And then
I think what happened was he got disrespectful and sloppy. And he started just being like, I'll be back when I'm back, bitch. And she was like, what?
Think he gave her something? That's what
gave her something? What you mean?
Like, you know, crabs or something? Like,
oh, maybe, man. I just think he got disrespectful with it. Cause like, when you read his text messages they published and shit, it was all like, I'm gonna give you some of this big black dick. You're like, what? It's like, I'm gonna fly you out, porn star, to see my match, but just make sure that you come afterwards. I'm like, now you think a porn star gonna follow instruction? You know somebody seen her going to his hotel room. She probably was tweeting about it. Like,
yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
It got disrespectful and sloppy, and that's when she hit him with that golf club.
See, I think she waited till she had proof. Like, before she knew it, but she couldn't prove it. Like, right. Like if they went to court, his lawyers would be like, well, what proof do you have that he's out here messing around? Like,
yeah, sure. I'm sure she had proof. I mean, she is a woman after all. Women love proof.
I don't think she had that physical evidence. Like, she knew, but she couldn't. Nobody had ever reached her. It wasn't in the papers. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't no actual real proof.
I mean, honestly, her hitting him with the club exposed him to the papers. You know what I mean? It really was no leaks until she hit him with that club and he I mean, allegedly, he crashed into his own mailbox and then denied any doctors to look at him.
Man, you know what, though? He needs to sue her now. Because since then, she gave him a concussion, right? Mm-hmm. They might not have diagnosed it as a concussion, but come on, man.
Yeah, but it's the timing.
He had like he got the time when, like symptoms now.
The time when he should have sued was like right as the 40 women got revealed. So he got fucked out of that one. You know, like he
she didn't
like
have maybe half could, then.
Maybe he could wait till like 10 years from now and sue, but like you know with them concussion suits, you either sue right away or you gotta wait forever. Like
see, she didn't have half, so he didn't have anything to sue her with.
Well, he could have sued to keep from giving her his half.
Right.
But yeah, he got them concussion symptoms, man. That's really what's been wrong with Tiger.
I don't even know how he got on.
They can blame it on his back. They can say, Karen, and I appreciate you for it. But yeah, that golf club to the head, man, that's not a concussion. A golf club to the back of your head, right?
Yeah, sure it is.
That's a concussion, man. That's why he ain't been right since. You can blame his back all you want. Tigers get dizzy out there on that golf course in that heat. Who picks a sport where you outside in the heat anyway?
Man, I don't know.
Rich people. Because all the rest of the time, they're in the air conditioning.
You know what I like to do for recreation? Go outside and walk with a stick.
Right. That's why they go camping.
And
goes camping.
What we don't mention is that there's going to be a lot of women and alcohol out there. Balls D Sports. This is from Delano. He writes in, 0-1 after Tim Howard's performance against Belgium, is he one of the few people who can have someone say about him, this nigger, and it be a good thing? This nigger? Tim Howard's performance against Belgium, is he one of the few people that can have someone say, this nigger, and it be a good thing? This nigger is always a bad thing. It's no good this nigger. It's just not. So if somebody was like, this nigger, that would mean they saying something bad about Tim Howard.
Yeah, but isn't he the one that
he the goalie
saved like broke the record?
Yeah, nobody would say this nigga and refer to Tim Howard. Like
somebody apparently did for him to bring it up.
Nah, Delano wants to know if it's possible.
Does Delano want to bring it up? Why?
Right. Yeah, you want to call him this nigga? It's not possible to do a good one. All you're gonna do is confuse people, and they're gonna be like, "What's your problem with Tim Howard?"
Yeah. What did he ever do to you? He didn't. Your woman. You caught your woman licking at him.
Yeah.
From that naked ESPN shoot.
Yeah, it's nothing good about this nigga, man. There's never been a good this nigga in the history of the English language. If you say this nigga about anybody, even people you respect, like, oh man, did you see, did you read that I Have a Dream speech? Oh, this nigga.
If you be
Martin
like,
Luther King.
If you be like, man, this nigga's supposed to be coming to the court, but I don't know. Everybody looking at you like, so you don't want him to come?
Right, you don't want him to come. Yeah, this nigga's not good ever. Number two. What are you, Justin, and any other potential guests going to talk about for the rest of the summer? You two do not seem to be the biggest fans of baseball. You do not like college football. There are no sporting events on the horizon. You always seem to pull off a show, so I do not doubt that shows will happen. Good luck with that. Delano, I'm not answering that question because the rest of this show is that question. Wait, I don't know what the time right now is 23 minutes in. Let's go.
The other thing is, I do want to address that, though. It's not that we can't talk baseball. We choose not to. It's more of a preference.
I don't watch the shit, so.
Right,
no,
but.
I'm sorry. I'm not a regular
co-host. But you have been watching soccer, but you all seem to have done a pretty good job of it here recently. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I guess that's what I'm saying. It's
unless
not,
something interesting happened to them.
Like, we discuss baseball when somebody's ear gets bitten or things
right.
like that. So we can do it. We just
choose. But we ain't going to give you the following A's or anybody like that.
I mean, we could discuss A-Rod having permission by the Major League Baseball.
We talk about players to
use some testosterone enhancer.
Yeah, but we ain't going to tell you that they are 557 in a 1,000-game season. We ain't going to tell you that.
But I appreciate the email, though.
Yeah, let's talk about what we will talk about.
No disrespect. Mm-mm.
The Lakers are going to offer... First of all, I guarantee you'll hear at least 5 stories on the show that you deny here in all the sports media that you listen to all week. Guarantee it.
And how about we call Tiger Woods' concussion years before anybody else will ever talk about it.
Lakers to offer a 4-year, $97 million max contract to Carmelo Anthony. $97 million, 4 years. Not bad.
Let me get my calculator out. What does that divide into?
Let's see.
Never had that much money. Right. For my life to have to worry about.
How much is that a year?
Yeah.
Three more million will be 100 and it'll be 25 per. So it's a little over 24.33 per year, something like that.
That ain't bad.
Yeah, he ain't doing too shabby.
Man, and we called but this years
he,
ago.
But will he ever win a championship? No.
We called this years ago as soon as he got to the Knicks when Lala called Kobe's wife trying to speak to Kobe.
Somebody said 24.25 million per year.
And she was
I was right there. What did I say, 24.33?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I'm a beast.
Yeah, but we knew Lala wants to go out to L.A. and be closer to Kobe. It has nothing to do with Melo.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing at all.
Well, I think L.A. is the city, and her name is Lala. Just throwing that hard-hitting analysis out there, dog.
You don't think Kobe planned this during the Olympics when he already saw LeBron and them was scheming?
Well, Kobe was out of town to see the World Cup, so that's the only thing that might derail this. Because he was, like, flying back to go meet with Carmelo. And I was like, you know, if you ain't like soccer and you wasn't trying to be international, you would already been there.
Yeah, but supposedly they talked while they was, because they both were out of the country at the time, before Melo had even scheduled his tour.
Well, the Lakers are offering the most money any team other than the Knicks can guarantee Anthony is a free agent.
That's smart.
So, if he doesn't go to the Lakers, I don't know where he's going, but he's taking a even bigger pay cut than before.
The thing is, and I could see why they're doing that for him. Because even though while people hate Carmelo's game, and by people I mainly mean people outside of actual the league, he sells tickets. And Melo is, what, 29, 28?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he'll be there for at least 6 or 7 more years of that, and you could still try to rebuild around him. You know what I mean?
You basically would be hoping you could do a transition in a new franchise player because Kobe's on the waning years. I don't know how well he and Kobe would play together as two shoot first type dudes, but I mean, Kobe's willing to play with anybody that is going to help him win.
See, I get that people love to say Kobe is a shoot first dude because he is.
Mm-hmm.
However, isn't he the shooting guard? Like, that's been his position. He's been trained to shoot his entire career. And who was there to pass to all the other years? He would pass it to like Sasha Vujacek. You know, he was like, man, take your shot. If you want, as long as you got the confidence to shoot it, Kobe doesn't mind you shooting.
Well, I'm not even gonna argue about him being shoot first. That's so obvious at this point. I mean, he led the league in shot attempts 2 years ago. He don't shoot. Like, it's about how much you judge that. Cause I have no judgment on him shooting the ball. Like, why not? You know what I mean? Like, to me, it's funny when, did you see Kobe shot 27 times a night? Who the fuck else I want to shoot the ball?
Yep.
If I can get 27 shots, I probably want it to be from Kobe.
I'm only judging if I have him on my fantasy league team.
Yeah, something like that. But
then I'm like, Kobe, dude. Yeah.
As a nigga that watch basketball, I'm like, if y'all don't get the fucking rebound, like, y'all get paid too. Like, it's, so what? He shot the ball a lot. That's what happens sometimes. Everybody not trying to be LeBron. But
this the other thing too with Melo, man. You know, because I thought about this the other day when we was playing ball. It's so much more fun to play with your friends. So much more fun to play with people you like. You know what I'm saying? And Melo's been on teams with people he doesn't like for basically his whole career. I think he wants to change. I think he's like, you know what? I want to have some fun, win or lose. I just want to play with people I'm cool with now. Like, not these forced friendships, but people I've actually just been cool with. And I think that's what's going to help sway his decision more than anything.
Yeah, I don't think Melo, here's the thing. I don't think where Melo goes has any impact on the NBA at all unless he goes to a defensive first team. So if he doesn't go to Chicago, Charlotte, the Spurs, Who else plays good D?
Memphis, maybe.
Yeah, Memphis. Like, and he's not going to like have those teams I just named. Like, it's not even gonna be a consideration. It don't matter. So unless he go to Chicago, that's the only legit, like, okay, maybe this will change the dynamics of the NBA. But I don't think it's gonna happen.
And the other thing is, so what if they play defense and he doesn't? That means it's four other people need to D up and rotate their man. Mm-hmm. Help out. We watched Miami Heat do it all year for Dwayne Wade.
Yeah, I just saying we know for a fact that you can't win on a team where there's no defense and Melo's on it. We already know you can't. So, like,
yeah, people we watched that with Phoenix Suns.
Yeah, people keep bringing up Houston. So? I mean, yeah, they'll score a lot of points. They don't play any fucking defense.
Up until the playoffs, they'll score. Because we saw what happened in the playoffs.
Even in the playoffs, though, they didn't they beat who did they beat?
No, they ran up against Portland. And remember, they couldn't score any points. James Harden disappeared.
Yeah.
Because at that point, James
Harden.
But
they beat somebody before they got to Portland. The fuck did they beat? Memphis? No.
Mavericks?
No, it was them.
No, Dallas played.
It was Houston and Portland the first round. And then after that, they played. Portland played the Spurs and got drugged. And then the Spurs went on.
Okay, yeah, you're right. But yeah, but even in those games, they were scoring a lot of points. They weren't playing no fucking defense.
Yeah.
Them niggas was scoring and then just looking up and niggas was laying up behind them.
And that's what happened to Portland. Portland was like, wait, we ran up against a team now that's actually playing defense.
Right. And that's why a lot of the high scoring teams never make it far into the playoffs. If they do, they never make it to the finals because the year that the Mavericks won, they actually played kind of defense that year.
And Ashiq was not coming in to sub for Howard or with him while Howard was in foul trouble every game to be like, I'm not playing D. For what? I didn't even want to be here this year. I asked y'all to trade me. Now you got me coming off the bench. You think I'm going to come in and play hard? Nigga, please. For who and for what?
Right.
But yeah, I think the only team that would make sense is Chicago, or honestly, let me go to the next article. The Knicks.
Yeah.
Because the Knicks can offer him 5 years. 5 years, $129 million. That is basically $130 million. And you divide that by five, that's $26 million a year, dog. And that extra year matter because you know he's going to be terrible in that extra year. He's going to be old. Knees going to be breaking down.
That extra year matter just because guaranteed contracts.
Mm-hmm. It'd be a huge, huge increase for his contract. I don't know, dog. I don't know how you don't go back to the Knicks. When I saw that was the difference, I was like, 97 and 129? Shit. I think you be calling me Mr. New York Knicks.
But you know why he not going to go back?
Because
of Phil.
Because of what?
Phil. He talked all that shit when they first got there.
But that's what's funny.
And then Phil was like, can I give you the max, though? I mean, I still want to give you the max. I know what I said.
But that's what's funny. He broke Phil. Like, to me, this means you can come back. It's the only way you can come back is if you break Phil. If you go, listen, Phil, he's like, you need to be a man to take the pay cut that you decide to take. Word? Okay, well, I got a meeting with Houston on Thursday.
Right.
Actually, man, here's $130 million. This is the most we can get.
I'll be a free agent.
Yeah.
Well, see, he broke him because it's already public that he offered it to me now. It's like the chick that bit. Like, it's like your boy. He out here begging for forgiveness, and she knows she got him, but it's like, nah, I'm still not going to come back. And I'm going on these other dates in your face.
Yeah, that sounds great and everything. $130 million. Like, Robin Thicke ain't say, Paula, here's $130 million. If Robin Thicke showed up with $130 million, Paula would be like, don't even put the album out.
She got his back now. She back home.
Y'all need to stop talking about my man.
She back home. He got homemade pancakes from scratch. Fuck them Belgian waffles.
She'll be tweeting stuff like, it's none of y'all business.
Right.
Why don't y'all leave my man alone?
You be like, she can't even sing. They both be up there singing on the BET Awards show.
Hey, man, the thing that's so crazy is he will not go to Dallas. I hope he doesn't go to Dallas. Like, I think I'm going to have fun regardless of what team you go to, because I feel like the next team he picks, other than the Knicks, they might actually have a chance to go deep in the playoffs. Hopefully he's strategic like that. I don't know if he is, but hopefully he is that strategic.
If I'm him, I go to the Knicks. Fuck it. Get my money.
But I don't see him going to Dallas.
But also, if I'm him, it depends on if him wanting to win a championship is a big deal to him. Cause I just personally don't think he'll ever win a championship. I think he's our Charles Barkley.
Yeah.
This is not gonna happen. Yeah, so you might as well get paid, nigga.
He's been playing too long. And it's funny how people are like, well, his game should change. He's been playing in the league too long.
I just wanted him to go to Dallas, like leave from Houston and go to Dallas, but just miraculously end up in LA and don't go to Dallas. And when they ask what happened, be like, well, I saw somebody coming to the meeting and I decided it wasn't safe and I crossed on street and somehow I ended up in LA. Like, just, oh, like, you know, it didn't look safe. You know, we all have biases and mine happened to come out right before the meeting. Sorry. like that's just, I would address it in that manner. You know what I mean? And I wouldn't want to play, no disrespect, I wouldn't want to play with Raymond again.
Raymond not there no more. He got traded.
They traded him already. Damn, he just got to Dallas.
Yeah, him and Tyson Chandler got traded to Dallas.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's why I wouldn't play for Dallas.
Oh, I thought you meant to the Knicks. Okay.
No, that's why I wouldn't play for Dallas. I was like, but
I'm saying, is Dallas even really a consideration though? Like,
I mean, they scheduled a meeting.
Yeah. I mean, I guess, you know, this is one reason I don't really like speculate too much, but cause in my mind, I'm already Xing off like half these teams. Like, I wouldn't go there. I wouldn't go there. Why the fuck would you go there? I'll be shocked if he goes to Dallas. Like, I mean, not shocked. It'll be par for the course. Like, another situation where they ain't about to win shit.
Yeah. I get the more meetings you have, the more pressure you put on the other teams. Because it shows people interested. Versus, like, look at Lance Stevenson. Nobody wants to meet with him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I get it. You know, you schedule these meetings. That's just the one meeting I would have proved the point to as well. It might would have backlashed on him, but right now, as far as when you look at offensive players in the league, he's in the top 10. You got to have that meeting with him. There's no way you could look at and be like, well, we're not going to fail to meet with Carmelo. Your fans will be like, are you stupid? Melo will get us 30 points easy. And especially a team like Memphis, how did they not try to schedule a meeting?
It must be money, man. Like, I don't know. I would just say, Span pointed out in the chat room, they were able to build around Dirk, and Dirk didn't need a championship till later in his career. Here's the difference. Dirk stayed in one spot so they could help build around him and develop a team to his skills and weaknesses. And they tinkered and tinkered and tinkered till they got a good year. Melo stayed moving. Like, if you move every 3 to 4 years, why the fuck am I going to design?
Anybody invest?
Right. Well, not just that. Why am I designing my contract for other players to be based around you? Like,
right.
So now, like, imagine if Dirk would have just got halfway through that Dallas run and been like, yeah, I'm out, man. I'm actually going to go to, New Jersey. Then all of a sudden it's like, so we went and got old ass Jason Kidd. like that team they wanted with, it's like, oh, Jason a bunch Tier. Of niggas. Yeah, a bunch of niggas that can't do shit without Dirk. That's not what they want to do. So yeah, Sean Marion, that team would have been like, it would have been terrible.
Was Vince on that championship team?
Who?
Vince Carter.
I don't think Vince was on the championship Mm-mm. team. I think he got to the year after.
Yep, he did.
Good. I don't want him to get a ring.
Why not, man?
What
kind of bullshit is this?
Here's the thing. Vince cool and all.
He light skinned, man.
But Tracy McGrady is his cousin. I really don't like Tracy, but at the same time, when Tracy first came to the league and they both was in Toronto, Tracy was like, yeah, how was it up there in Toronto? You know, you with your cousin. He was like, man, he don't need food with me. I thought that was kind of foul. I would never do my cousin like that, my younger cousin.
First of all, I think you just made that completely up.
No, it's true.
I remember when they went to the playoffs and they made that huge deal about how they was cousins.
Right. Did they? Right. Who was making a huge deal, though? Tracy was. Vince wasn't saying nothing.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
then the following year, Tracy was like, he don't fool with me.
Okay. So, but maybe just Vince was just sad to be in Toronto and he was just jealous of Tracy because Tracy's gonna get the lead.
It's cold up there. I'd be too sad too.
Yeah, I do not remember this story. I remember it being like, oh, they cousins. And like, I remember in the off season, everybody was like, that's why Tracy gonna stay because they actually are cousins. And then when he moved, I remember Vince came out and was like, I'm hurt. Like, can't believe my cousin did me like this.
Yep.
So, I don't know. I didn't know.
He said, I can't believe my cousin did, because they didn't talk.
Here's 2013, September 16th. Tracy McGrady has regrets. I wish I had stayed in Toronto. So, sounds like Tracy.
Maybe now, but are we talking about back then how he felt?
Right, when he was lying. Now, because now that we know the character of this man.
I can't say he was. I'm just saying.
Why does he have regrets, Justin?
I'm basing it on what he said at the time.
Well, I'm basing it on what he said last year.
I'm okay with that then. If he the
one. In hindsight, looking back, I wish I had stayed in Toronto, McGrady was saying at a recent telephone interview from his home in the Houston area. There's no doubt we could have contended for a championship. I think about that often. But if an if was a fifth, you know.
But that's still after Vince left. Because Vince wasn't there with him when he was talking about that. Remember, Vince stayed, what, 1-2 years and he was gone?
What do you mean?
In Toronto.
No, he's saying if he would have stayed, Vince would have stayed.
Oh, okay. I see.
There's no doubt we would have won that series if I would have been there. We had incredible camaraderie. You can't duplicate that, man. Big brothers, little brothers, we had a mix. And me and Vince were in the perfect situation. You got two young superstars. You got these old vets. They were our force field. They protected us from anything that happened on the basketball court. They did all the dirty work. And all we had to do was just concentrate on putting the ball in the hoop and guarding who we were guarding. It was just such a great time in my career. Had I been a little older and wiser and knew what was ahead of me, I would have stayed, no doubt, with those guys. But that was some of the best times of my life. Being with Oakley and Kevin Willis, Antonio Davis, Muggsy Bogues, Dale Curry, D. Brown. Man, I still talk to a lot of those people to this day because I appreciate how they looked out for me. They were professionals. See, man, he was young.
Some of them used to play.
Wanted to strike out on his own.
He
never said him and Vince was cool, though. He talked about everybody by name. Mm-hmm. He was like,
well, he didn't say they weren't cool, though, and I think that would have been the thing he would have said. I'm pretty sure that you leave and fuck Vince Carter, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't sound like he was just young and wanted to go out and be on his own. Cause I remember him saying specifically he wanted to be from under Vince's shadow, but not like cause Vince is an asshole, but more like the media is obsessed with this nigga. All they do is show his dunks and I'm on the team, y'all. I dunked on Ben Wallace this year. Everybody's like, yeah, whatever, nigga. you see when Vince dunked on Ben Wallace? So,
man, I'm telling you, I remember reading that early in his career.
Nah, I think this is just
North
Carolina slander.
My nephew was a Tracy McGrady friend. He used to be like, and he make more money than Jalen Rose.
And you gonna trust your nephew?
No, and I brought it up. I found the story and was like, and look.
You believe in the kids?
Well, find it again. You got a computer in front of you, man.
Man, that story, you know that story. So that was what, 13 years ago?
Man, just find it. Everything on the internet is forever.
Never forgets.
You won't be able to find, you don't think, all I put in was Tracy McGrady versus Vince Carter and that shit came up. So I'm sure that something will come up, man.
I'm gonna put argues.
Yeah. Just I know you don't like him because he went to Carolina and you even going past the light skin stuff. You don't care about slandering the light skin brother, which is normal for y'all.
Man, Leonard Brothers broke me with that.
Yeah,
y'all, I tried to have his back for so long.
I mean, y'all will stab each other in the back off of that.
Shouts out to the Look Listen podcast.
Yeah. But yeah, man. Anyway, I fuck with T-Mac.
I might have something. 2001 article, January 23rd. Say Vince and Tracy are no longer a family feud.
No longer a family feud. So they was feuding, yep, is what they trying to say?
It says mystery of the season. We finally expose it. So long as no one asks us to explain.
What site?
ESPN. I'm gonna put the link in the on chat.
All right, fuck around,
be sometimes get on random sites. You be like, y'all just making shit up.
Just to type that up real quick and made it up.
fuck around and be tmac.com.
I just put it in. I have all been known to tell a fib or two.
Be like, what? TMacalicious.com ain't no website, man.
TMacalicious. What's this, an Instagram page, boy?
The family feud between Vince Carter and Tracy McGrady appears over, but the games go on. Mystery of the season, we can finally expose it, so long as no one asks us to explain it.
No, oh, sense. Lord.
What kind of sentence is that?
Who wrote this? A sassy gossip columnist? Child, let me tell you.
Mm-hmm, kind of child.
Vince Carter, Tracy McGrady, also known as the son of Shaq versus Kobe.
What?
Is a doozy on today's Tuesday schedule. One of the most intriguing regular season matchups of the season by anyone's reckoning, except for those who coordinate the national TV schedule. On this night, Lakers at Sonics is the only game available to George W's non-satellite. Who? Come on, dog. Get to the point. High anticipated debut duel spotlighted two former feuding cousins. No, it's not our mistake. And yes, you deserve more, especially after sitting through that perfectly good Wednesday in December and that TV game was Cleveland and Chicago. But
just long as article.
On, man, I'm just going to tell.
Article long as
it. I'm just going to tell Justin he right because I'm not reading this shit. It's the first on the court encounter since McGrady fled Canada for Florida at a proverbial cloud of controversy last summer. A free agent with the Raptors feeling stifled in Carter's shadow. T-Mac was Orlando's fallback when the Magic failed to squire Tim Duncan away from San Antonio. A half season later with Grant Hill lasting just four games on a bum angle, McGrady has emerged an undeniable all-star with almost single-handedly keeping Orlando on playoff contention. Told you, man. This is him. This is his ego. I don't want to be under my, and I'm not judging him for that because he was a kid. Like, he really was like, I'm good and these niggas never going to give me my props as long as I keep playing with you. Like, but I don't ever remember, Vince coming at this nigga, man. Cause he could have, but Vince just not that dude.
Maybe the article I read, would you know what? I can agree to that because the article I read was coming from Tracy, like his point of view.
Yeah. Vince.
He imagined it's something that wasn't there.
Yeah, my thing with Vince is that he's way more of a, like, he's so passive that I couldn't, he probably could have or should have said something to keep the team together. Like, look, man, I can't do this without you. Please don't leave. And I feel like Vince the kind of person to be like, he gonna do what he wanna do, man. Like, that's the kind of dude that he strikes me as. Like, the reason I think he had won a title is cause at the end of the day, he like, you know, it ain't that important. Like, when you like, remember how when he was, people were like, are you the next Michael Jordan? And he'll be like, no. Not trying to be Mike, not trying to be better than Mike. I don't care. And people were like, don't you care that y'all just lost? He's like, I'm rich. Like, I could never see him really beefing with nobody because you need to care. Yeah, you need to care, man. Like, my knock with Vince isn't like, I don't want him to win the title. I just can't see it. I can't see him when it, the end of a game, when it comes down to it, I think Vince the kind of dude to be like, okay, I missed a shot. Whatever. Like, well, so what? Well, people miss shots every day. I missed five shots before I missed that one. So y'all were trying to go out and get red lost to it? What?
I'm saying, I'm conceding. I'm conceding Tracy probably was the issue.
Yeah, T-Mac the one that had the emotional issues.
Now that you bring up more of the other stories about him.
Not to mention, oh, we out of the first round? Come on, that nigga petty as shit, man.
You think he the reason the Spurs didn't win last year? Because they went and got him?
He held him
like
down.
They cut Steven Jackson's deal, went and got him. It was like, you got Trace McGrady in your squad.
They got him one round further than he's ever been, but he got them a bunch of rounds shorter than they supposed to.
Yep, you think God was like, wait a minute, but you got Tracy. And I remember that thing he did a few years ago. Sorry.
You know who the T-Mac 2.0 is? Derrick Rose. Mm-hmm. Derrick Rose, turns out he did not participate in trying to pitch Carmelo Anthony to come to the Bulls.
I believe that.
I remember I pointed this out last week. And it was, oh, you know, it's a little different because this time it's not LeBron. He just don't like. And I said, I don't think that Derrick Rose thinks he needs any help.
Right. He can do it all by himself.
And everybody was like, maybe it was just LeBron. Well, surprise, surprise, it's everybody.
See, you know what it was? He didn't make that meeting because he was at another meeting with Greg Oaten knees. Both of their knees had scheduled a meeting.
Lord.
And they just happened to coincide at the same time with the Carmelo Anthony meeting. And that's why he couldn't make it. Because Derrick Rose, I believe he did want to beat up, but his legs took him in the other direction. His legs took him to the airport.
Yeah.
Took him to wherever Greg Oden was. And those knees sat down and had a meeting and asked, what can we do so we don't end up like you? And they was like, listen, you just got to not play like y'all been doing. And they was like, okay, we won't play. You know what I'm saying? And they was like, cool. Y'all want to go bowling? You want to go play some volleyball? You know what I mean? Like, Greg Oden is apparently love volleyball. And so when we see Derrick Rose playing volleyball soon, you'll know that's why. Cause he was at that meeting of the knees.
Listen, this motherfucker does not want to play with another star. And if I was his teammate, I would be insulted by this. Cause he basically saying y'all niggas suck. And that's the reason he tolerates y'all. Cause y'all cannot possibly challenge him as the best player on that team. If I'm joking, what can we do to trade him? I'll leave.
Cause I play defense.
Yeah. Like, I actually want to play with Carmelo. I want to play with LeBron. Like,
yep.
I want to win.
He the one out there shaking people's hands up. And yeah. It's one of those things where if you're the superstar and we're recruiting somebody of that caliber, all of us need to be at the meeting.
Hey man, shouts to the Bulls for spending it and trying to cover it up anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Like they tried.
I'm just saying, I called this last week and been saying it for a while, and it's funny because every time I say it, I get shouted down like, oh no man, it's just he ain't like LeBron, or it's probably not even like that. It's like that. He don't want to play with nobody good because they might get some fucking credit.
You think dinner at his house is he eats steak, everybody else gotta have oodles and noodles,
right?
I ain't nobody else. I'm the only one that's gonna eat good in this house. I don't want nobody else eating out the same plates I eat off of. Y'all gonna have paper cups, paper plates. I'm eating off the china.
Didn't they say he did like a shoot around, but he wouldn't go like to a meeting?
Yeah, well, his shit was like, he was, what do you mean? What are you talking about? In this article? Or
I heard something about he did like a shoot around or something like that, but he didn't go like actually meet him. Like he actually met with him and like did a shoot around, but I don't think he went to like a meeting or something like that.
Oh, wow.
And so a lot of people was like, well, you could have, why didn't you go to the meeting to recruit him, but yet you want to do a shoot around? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Was he going to shoot and then talk to him? Like, hey, that's right. A good shot. He probably want to go to the shoot around. And then when Melo be like, oh man, you get my change? No.
You know, the thing is, man, he's shortening his career so much. Like, you've set out two seasons, basically.
Mm-hmm.
This contract about to run out soon. And by you trying to do everything yourself for another grind out season, your knees, they not going to make it. Whereas if he had somebody else, another score, what he didn't have to do everything. I mean, you see Dwayne Wade. Dwayne Wade needs Ben Bad, and especially when he got rid of Savon. It's like, no, you can extend your career by 3 years by having someone else to defer to and carry that load with you.
And want me to tell you why? Dwayne Wade's wife know about them old women tactics. She probably make his ass sit down and soak. It's an Epsom salt. She probably know the right way to rub that Robitussin on his ass. She probably use that Tiger Balm. That new woman don't know nothing about them old women tactics.
He according to this, he was having a workout shooting around, and the most he would do is come over and like shake Melo's hand and be like, hey, and then that was it. That was his participation.
Melo was being so disrespected during his free agency tour. He really is. Ironically, he brought it on himself, mm-hmm. but he hasn't done anything to bring it on himself.
Mm-hmm.
That I see. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. you know, maybe the things other people disagree with, like demanding a trade from Denver, but who hasn't demanded a trade?
You know what's funny, though? I don't think people hate. To me, I look at it like Melo pretty much gets a pass. Like, people just don't consider him much of nothing. Like, it's just more like if he really had to deal with the expectations that LeBron James deals with, he'll be like persona non grata. And same thing with Chris Paul. Like, they both get a pass for some reason for not winning.
I don't think Melo don't get the same pass Chris Paul do.
You and I
slander Chris Paul.
But. No. I'm saying if it was on a scale, Melo is, LeBron gets the most, and then like Melo's in between that, and then Paul gets the least. I'm not saying it's equal by any means, but just it's weird that they get any kind of pass because it should be flipped at this point. LeBron won a title already. Two. He won two.
And went to the finals, what, five times?
Yeah. What are we even talking about at this point? You niggas have never been to the finals. Why are y'all getting a pass?
And been in the lead just as long or even longer.
Right. So I don't get it. You ask the average NBA fan, it's LeBron James choke artist, and these two niggas is fine. So, I think I got that video up, by the way, that Cleveland video.
Bought it. You see how it's loading.
Yeah. Let me see if I can play it.
You
yeah.
might have just had to exit that out there. I could possibly. Straight out of school, bam. I praise him. The name Cleveland. This is my left hand and this is my hand. I'm spitting more wisdom than Morgan Freeman. They call me Hot Brown and I say Bizzle. I don't mind the rain if the rain is just a drizzle. Whistle, wazzle, woozle, wait, razzle, dazzle, doozle, date. J-C-L-A-B-E, relatively STD-free, drop around. Now I'm doing much better, like upgrading to an Escalade from Jetta. Yo, hey, Donna, I wanna get on ya, and I'm kinda hungry, so make some lasagna. I got a son, he's like a big fat Urkel, and when he's in the nude, he's like a big fat circle. Did I do that? Yeah, you're big and fat. Drinking melted butter for a midnight snack. Shoutouts to Rilo, hello. You're 2 feet tall with a 3 foot afro and a hunger Roberta. I don't mean to hurt ya, but more dudes have made on ya than a mattress next hurt ya. Your folks best consider me, you can't get rid of me. I'm a Cleveland steamer, come and take a big old on me. For flow, it's a noise, white boys do my voice. And my rhymes are even harder than Sophie's choice. Peace! Yeah, that... That shit just came out of nowhere, man. I wish I could. I'll try to look for one with better audio at some point. We could play it again on the show. Mm-hmm. But that joint killed what,
me on
what
the show.
What did he say? This is my left hand, my right hand.
And
what?
This is my bitch hand.
Oh.
Oh, man. But anyway, man. The Cavs is a rumor that the Cavs met with an agent for LeBron James. Oh man,
who they meet with last time? The agent that was like, yeah, he coming back to Cleveland. What was that dude name? They was like, he's LeBron's handler, you know. Yeah. He's been doing things since LeBron was in high school.
What is wrong with these
is that
people?
The guy they keep meeting with?
Wes.
Yeah.
Worldwide Wes.
Yeah, Worldwide.
ain't nobody meet with these niggas.
Right.
Oh my god,
man,
I heard
come
that
on.
Shit. I laughed so hard this morning. Was Dan Gilbert at the meeting? Was he there?
Of course not.
Was he there in a straw hat with a whip? Oh, get the fuck out of here.
Didn't they say LeBron's still in? LeBron probably out of the country.
Yeah, he's not in the country. He's not in the country.
I'm saying with his agent.
Yeah, his agent probably with them hanging out. Oh, man. That's crazy.
Let's leak this story. Let's see.
There's so many leaks right now for that story. Like, oh, did you know they're not acting in concert? Then the other one's like, they just had a meeting, they acting in concert. Oh, man.
Hey, man, all jokes aside, I heard that Gabrielle Union tried to fuck LeBron.
Come on,
she
man.
She tired of Dwayne Wade knees.
Come on, man.
Stop. I was having to ice him up.
Come on, man. Are we starting the rumors?
She's not wearing her wedding ring anymore.
Are we starting our rumors now?
She's not wearing her wedding ring
they
anymore.
Well, that's because they're not married yet.
I mean her engagement ring.
Oh, okay.
You know, last season on her show, she used to wear it. She don't wear it anymore on this season of the show. When it come out, watch. You'll see.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And she like dating married men. Mm-hmm. So it's not like I'm slandering her or anything like that.
No disrespect.
No, it's a little, for me, it's a little disrespect on this door. For her.
Yeah.
Oh, man, who is that?
If you have Derrick Rose knees, how do you turn down anybody helping? There's no person on earth. If it was just a regular nigga off the streets, I'd be like, man, shit, you might can help. Anything that can help these knees.
Right. You've had literally two seasons straight of you not being able to play the whole season.
I'm trying to play 20 minutes a game. So anybody that has some help, people stay making excuses. So I put on Twitter, I told y'all D Rose is petty as shit. He don't want to help. He don't want to help get good players as a shot. Loser. And I put the link. Doesn't even have to be real extra with it. Quick text to dap him when in the same spot and his work is done, says JJ Hargs. No, nigga. Go to a meeting. Put on a suit.
Right.
Go out to eat with this man.
Show that you care.
Yeah.
Because you might make the difference.
CJ Donald. Carmelo doesn't get the Bulls any closer to the ring. Why would he want help? Nigga, are you serious? Rose doesn't get them any closer.
How many games Rose helped them win last year?
Yeah. Like, what are y'all watching? I'm watching basketball.
I will say this, though, man.
Well, somebody did say D-Rose speaking never helped anyone do anything, though.
So, oh,
I guess that's cold-blooded.
D-Rose got to get a whole new crew. And I know his brother supposedly has his best interests at heart.
Mm-hmm.
But he don't, man. His brother, if he listened to his brother, which he probably was, he need a new brother.
Yeah.
Because right now his brother fucking up his career.
Him and J.R. Smith brothers need to, they need to have like our own sitcom or a web series. Maybe a podcast where they talk about NBA and fuck it up for their siblings.
Man, it's rough out here in these NBA streets. And these dudes, like, they keep, everybody keeps saying it's a business.
I can't even imagine it though, because like, that's your brother. My cousin's in the NBA and I won't talk about him pretty much. Like, on Twitter, people hit me up. Hey, did you see so-and-so going, the Heat are asking about Anthony? That's all I say. You know what I mean? Hey, hope it happens.
Yep, because
good for him. Who the fuck are these cousins, brothers, and all this? That, yeah, man, listen, he don't even like that bitch-ass nigga LeBron James. Fuck him. Why would you fuck with your siblings' paper like this?
Right.
What's wrong with you? Now you want to be on a blog that bad? Like, I Googled Anthony one day, and my name came up because they were like, here are relatives of NBA players, and you can find them on Twitter and social media. Like, all my shit came up. I was like, this is how crazy it is. Now, imagine I'm just his cousin. Imagine I was like his brother talking about some damn, yeah, man, Derrick Rose a bitch. And then,
you know what I'm saying?
Meanwhile, the brother in the background, fuck LeBron James, yo. Hey, fuck Pat Riley. Yeah. Fuck the Heat as an organization and fuck a crew.
No, you got to go out there and do some sit-ups in the driveway and be like, yeah, man, like I was saying, you know, check out the abs.
I got a mixtape coming out.
Like I was saying, though, yeah, man, he too good for them. Fuck right. them. They don't want to play with him. Fuck them then. I mean, they won't come say it to our face, though.
Right. Damn, man.
I'll be at the next game. I'm going to be front court side. I bet you he won't say nothing to
me. I would pay money,
though. I slap fire out his mouth, son.
I would pay money for that J.R. Smith brother, Derrick Rose brother reality show, though. I would pay money for them going to basketball courts and talking shit.
It'll have to have a jingle from the Wayans brothers show. They
your brother.
Yeah. What happened? You know
what happened? We're colored. I would like
give us some reefer.
I just want to see them niggas arguing on the sideline of basketball courts. Talking about some, man, you know who my brother is? You know my brother is, nigga. I don't give a fuck about this YMCA.
They showing up everywhere taking people nexus.
Yeah.
No, we called next. Y'all just walked in. I've been
here. We don't know you.
30 minutes. There's a sign in sheet over there. I said we got next.
You know who my brother is? Like, I guarantee that's their favorite thing to say. That's their catchphrase. You know who my brother is, nigga. What they got to do with right now?
Hashtag. You know who my brother is. I think I'm gonna go in on that later on tonight. Yeah. And I rarely go in on Twitter.
So, yeah, man, the Atlanta Hawks got a 3-player trade with the Raptors.
I don't know who these guys are, but I'm going to automatically assume it worked out well for the Raptors.
Here's what's fucked up about what the Raptors did. Because I think they did this to put pressure on Kyle Lowry to come back. But then they signed that nigga. So they ended up getting Lou Williams for no reason, really. The Hawks got John Salmons, who has a $1 million buyout, so they don't have to pay him his $7 million in salary, which the Raptors really should have kept him and just did that.
I blame his agent. Who has a $1 million buyout when you owe $7
million? Yeah.
That's not good.
Who thought that was smart to put in the deal at the time?
Your buyout going to be less than your normal contract.
Like, yeah. And I get as the player that maybe you don't understand some of the logistics, the lingo behind it. But as your lawyer, agent, the people that's proofreading this shit for you.
Yeah. So you saying in my last year of my contract, they could give me $1 million cash? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Oh, well, let's do it.
Cash in my hand.
Yeah, cash in my hand. Yep, that's right. Yep. Okay, cool.
Cool.
You still got to pay taxes on that shit.
Then he was reading this article one day. He was like, wait a minute. I could have got $7 million, but they could give me $1 million and I have to quit?
Hey, he showed up at somebody's office like, where my money?
Yeah.
Y'all owe me $6 million. And I'm not leaving till I get my rest. Money.
Well, this is what you signed, John.
He's somewhere right now on a flight to the office. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
This is what you signed.
I didn't sign this shit.
Yeah. Right. The way I was explained, I get $1 million in cash.
I'm representing myself because the person to help you sign these papers, he's officially fired.
No, he still worked though. He just ain't coming out of the office.
Yeah.
He went down to service.
Hey, he just showed up the next day in still basketball clothes. John, what you doing here? Just ready to work, coach. Just ready to put in this time. Did they not talk to you in HR yesterday?
Nah, I ain't
heard nothing. I mean, they talked to me.
I read the email, they gave me some money.
Yeah,
that was you talking about. Yeah, I got my check.
I got my advance on this year's salary, but you know, I'm ready for the whole season. Shit.
Yeah, I'm here, I'm ready.
So what we doing first? We're suicides, we're gonna do some eights.
Everybody's off for summer vacation.
Yeah, well, I'm here. I didn't even leave yesterday.
Well, I mean, somebody needs to renegotiate your contract.
Then the intercom come up. Can you please send John in to HR again? You even got to sign some paperwork? Nah, I ain't forget to sign nothing.
I signed everything before I left. I asked her, was there anything else I needed? And she told me no.
All I know is y'all gave me $1 million in cash.
Thank you for that, by the way.
Thank you. I can't wait to get the rest of the six. And so I see.
Until then, I'm gonna be here every day.
I'm sleeping here.
I just think we should just play hard and work hard and, you know, just make the team better. That's all I want to do.
John, it's the 4th of July. You don't want to go see your family?
No.
I'm good, man.
They don't play basketball.
Y'all my family. The team, my family.
Yeah, they're not the ones handing out checks.
But it's $6 million. Y'all my family. Jeez.
I love y'all.
I'm matter of fact, I bought some stuff to cook out here. It's getting delivered.
Right.
I ain't go to the store. It's getting delivered.
We could do it half court. I bought no shit for everybody. Bring the whole team down here. We're gonna cook in the stadium.
I'm signing autographs today and everything. Yeah. Like,
y'all bring fireworks.
Show up like Eddie Kane and shit. Remember me?
You think his girlfriend was like, nigga, you ain't shit now.
Yeah.
She's looking at like $1 million. Mm. What am I supposed to do with that?
I think if she's his girlfriend, she didn't say shit. First of all, she his girlfriend. $1 million is still $1 million more than the next nigga.
Baby mama somewhere though trying to get that child support increase so she can get all she needs.
Really. Now the wife would have a little bit more to say.
Yeah. Girlfriend different. Baby mama.
I just don't imagine him having a wife if he didn't catch that $6 million. But you know, no disrespect.
Hold up now. Hold up, Justin.
No disrespect.
I imagine that he does have a wife if he was stupid enough to sign that contract. Somebody done tricked him into signing that marriage contract way before he got to that $1 million, dog.
Yeah.
Stupid don't start.
Yeah, his wife's like, nigga, I know you was this dumb. Now I got to go up there and show my ass to get our other $6 million.
Right.
Let me call your mama so she can go up here with me.
Hold on, I'm getting the whole crew. We getting ready to raise hell. We gonna get our $6 million.
How many times you think his mama went up to the school to change his grade on his report card?
Hey, Justin, if you can have a contract with $1 million buyout and you're owed $7 million, do you even fly down to Atlanta when they like? You can just stay at home and be like, mail me my check, man. I already know what y'all gonna do. Why are we even bullshitting? I can't play $6 million worth of good.
He gotta call the power company and get the power cut back on. He done fucking cussed out the cable people. Fuck y'all.
He gotta go from the 500 to the 300 packaging cable.
Yep. He calling U-verse right now. Hey, Verizon, man, I need to cut my data plan back. I'm gonna go down to 2 gigabytes. 2 gigs. Oh, I ain't worried about using, the roaming because I'm only gonna be staying in the house from now.
I won't be roaming nowhere.
Using my Wi-Fi?
Yeah, Wi-Fi is free, right?
Yeah.
It is free.
I'm only gonna be using my phone at Starbucks.
All right.
And the house.
But they free Wi-Fi.
Oh my God, dog. I feel so bad for John Salmons, man. But, the other people in the trade, Lucas Nogueira, who was the 16th overall pick last year, spent the season in Spain, and veteran guard Lou Williams, who was under contract for almost $5.5 million. I wonder if they'll be trying to trade him now because they signed Kyle Lowry, so what's the point? All that shit for nothing. Maybe that's what made Kyle Lowry sign, but...
Well, here's the thing. If you're trading people to put pressure, I would be like, and I'm out too. You just traded my homeboys.
Mm-hmm.
You brought maybe it again.
He must not like John Salmons too much.
No, right. no new friends. Mm-hmm. You know why? What happened to that?
Or Derrick Rose, no new knees.
Yep.
here's a story. What are we going to talk about, Delano? Paul George seeks sole custody of that baby. How about that?
Oh, look at him wanting to be a father.
Stories, it's cheaper for him.
Stories that cheaper to keep up.
Yep.
Stories that you have not heard on the other radio shows.
You know what? You know what he was doing, man? He really was trying to throw us off the scent, telling me I want to work out with LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
All a decoy. He was really on the phone with D-Wade the whole time. And we called it, remember? Yep. We was like, nope, he going to be on the phone with D-Wade trying to get this custody.
Get that custody of that baby. And he did. He tried.
He probably used, I bet you if you investigate it, he got the same lawyer.
He about to use all the shit she used to get him to put his seed inside of her against her.
All the tactics getting ready to come out.
He about to be like, Your Honor, now she's a stripper. So she can't be taking care of no kids.
And he waited till
she put her titties on Instagram, Your Honor. Isn't this what got you in the bed with her? Now that's old stuff. She don't need to be no mama, okay?
Yeah.
Isn't your dick on the internet? Now see, I was tricked by a transsexual. That's totally different. All these, changed man.
All these tots.
he was hit with a fraternity suit by a former stripper during the Eastern Conference Finals, is now seeking sole custody of the 2-month-old girl if he's found to be the father. First of all, he doesn't know if he's found to be the father. Second of all, 2 months old, what the fuck kind of pregnancy was this?
She was just pregnant in December.
Yeah, I swear we just covered the pictures. Damn.
Right after the All-Star break.
That baby must have came out as soon as he came out of the finals.
This was February, because this was right after the All-Star break.
She might
break.
Not have went full term then. She couldn't have.
4 months?
Maybe that is, it must
four
have
four months, Karen. This right around abortion time still. Like
she
this.
Probably already had another baby somewhere in the background.
Man, she
seen like,
him,
this your baby.
She seen him coming up in a strip club like he regularly do. She hit him with the, nah, I normally don't do this, but you make me feel so comfortable.
Yeah, you ain't even got to wear a condom, baby. Let me just, before we do this, let me just get a picture of your license. And you are Paul George that... you average
17.4.
You average 17.4 points, 6.3 rebounds, and shoots 33% from three and 47% from the field.
yeah, that's me.
That's a pretty weird question to ask a person. But I mean, yeah, that those are the things. Yeah, you play play small forward for the Indianapolis Pacers. Indiana Pacers.
Yeah, can I get a free jersey too? By the way,
she probably pricked them and did like a one of them at home blood tests and shook it up real quick. It's positive. Yeah. All right, we can do this.
Yeah, you 24 years old, right?
Your fingerprints match up. Okay.
Yeah, pretty interesting. Those are pretty interesting questions. I mean, this is just a lap dance, right? I mean, it could be more depending on your answer to these questions.
Yeah.
I mean, you are averaging 36.2 minutes per game, right? Chill. Yeah, I'm averaging 36. I mean, something like that. I don't even know how many. Chill. I don't even know what I'm averaging.
Look, she said, be still real quick. And she held up a picture of the real baby daddy.
Mm-hmm.
And put him side by side with his face. It was like.
Close enough.
Close enough. The baby will look like you. Yeah, close enough.
Yeah, 6'9", right?
Yeah.
220 pounds. you went to Fresno State, right? Yeah, that's me. All right, well, pull your dick out. Come on, let's do this.
Oh, finally. Okay, good. That's what I've been waiting for.
Oh, shit. Oh, I can't believe that.
Ooh, it's warm.
I love being an NBA player.
You investigated me harder than the police, girl.
Yeah, when we come on your face, no, just go ahead. Just keep going.
This is warm. Ooh.
Yeah. You want me to come on them titties? No, just keep going.
I like this. Ooh.
Why are you wrapping your legs around me? Oh, I can't help myself.
No, you lay down. I'm gonna get on top. Lay down. You relax your legs and relax your legs.
Yeah,
Mama got this.
Yeah, she probably knows contract specifics and everything.
Huh, you looking? You
are you know, gonna use your? She's like fucking him. Like you gonna use your opt out in year three? I know it's a player option, but it's $23 million. Oh,
standing up, you was a little slimmer, but you know when you on top like this, you. He's looking a little pudgy around the stomach there. Well, I just ate right before you came. That's all. I ate right before you came.
Mm-hmm. Nah. Well, I mean, you did get that contract extension, so I guess you can afford it. But yes. So like, what do you think y'all gonna do about Lance Stevenson with the salary cap looming? I mean, sure, you're making $3.282 million right now, but next year you'll be making 15.8 million, and after that 16.9 million and 18.1 million. I'm gonna be so rich. Get out. Get out. But yeah, he want to be sole custody, man. He has the means and resources to be a fully involved parent and to capably care for the child.
The thing is, you know, I've never really heard Paul George speak. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think I've ever listened to any press conferences.
I don't know if he can.
Right.
They never interview him.
So when he gets in front of that judge, hopefully the judge doesn't ask him any direct questions.
Yeah, hopefully not.
Because otherwise, I don't see it working well with him.
Daniela Radic, the stripper lady, is not capable of the care and is currently unemployed and has refused to seek a gain or gain unemployment and is dependent upon others for the care of the child, a.k.a. she waiting for that check.
Right. That's why he's like, nope.
I mean, the baby is 2 months old. Most mothers typically don't work right after the baby's
born. And you're not together with her.
Well, depend on what job you work at. Some people pop it out and go right back to work.
And she's a stripper, so maybe she need to get back in the stripper shape.
True.
Yep.
But yeah, man.
Having your baby, she can't perform her normal duties.
Oh, they gonna do DNA before he do anything.
She also filed for sole custody. Said George's travel schedule would be detrimental to raising a child. Oh, this is gonna get ugly. She gonna talk about them dick pics. He sends his dick to gay men on the internet, Your Honor. Come on, baby.
He need to show up with his pastor in the church. That's all they got to do.
Her lawyer said that his defense is grossly insulting to women, and she's out of work because she has a 2-month-old child and is waiting on that check.
I can't believe I said something sensibly.
What'd you say?
I can't believe I said something that was sensible.
It tuned me out when you get sensible. What'd you say? Say it again. Maybe I missed it.
That she actually just had the baby. She should be.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You did say that.
I can't believe I said that.
I mean, it makes sense. Right? I mean, it does,
but that's what I'm saying. Like, I can't believe I said it.
Marcin Gortat resigns with the Wizards.
Why doesn't he have a nickname? He needs a nickname.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one.
He needs
Nosferatu. That's what I've been calling white dudes that's bald lately. Nosferatu. I don't know what you would call them.
Hound something.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe we just make up a nickname that has nothing to do with him. But it's just a cool nickname. You know what I mean?
That's how most people get their nickname.
Yeah.
What's that dude from the Addams Family?
Lurch? Somebody say they call him Polished Hammer.
They call him what, Karen?
Polished Hammer.
The Polish Hammer. That is his nickname.
Polish Hammer. It's Polish, my bad.
Yeah, that is true. That is his nickname. Yeah, that is it. But
that's a stupid nickname.
That's a stupid nickname, man.
I like Lurch.
Yeah, Mr. Clean.
He look like somebody that answers the door, you rang. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, he got paid, so he going back to the Wizards. I guess this means Ariza is out there, available.
Man, I think people are hip to Ariza game. Like, this is third time trying to do this trick. It's not, if you fall for it now, that's on you.
You know who's the opposite of Trevor Ariza? Jimmy Graham. And he got fucked this year. Thursday, he got fucked. He was in contract negotiations about for everybody that knows, when you get franchise tag, they take like the average salary of the top five people at your position and they give you like the median salary between those five. And if I'm not mistaken, Jimmy Graham wanted to go in as a wide receiver because he lines up at wide receiver like a huge percentage of the time.
Over half.
Yeah, it was a lot.
Like almost 70% of the time.
Yeah. And he was like, shit, I'm a wide receiver then for the purposes of this discussion. Because wide receivers get paid way fucking more than tight ends. Like the top five tight ends in the league are not even close to Jimmy Graham.
They make kicker money.
Yeah.
That's why your boy for the Hawks played as long as he did and went retire.
So it went to special arbitration, Stephen Burbank.
I mean, not Hawks, but Falcons.
Falcons, yeah. As Iron Rapoport of the NFL media first reported, Graham had filed a grievance against the Saints under the premise that he was far more comparable to a wide receiver in his usage on the field. Much Ado About Nothing for you and me, but for Graham, it is the difference between being tagged at the tight end number, $7 million, and the wide receiver number, $12 million.
Woo!
That $5 million make a difference.
Yes, it does. And
especially when your contract's not guaranteed.
So he got hit with that tight end number, and I'm like, how do you, at any good conscience, re-sign with this team? How do you look him in the eyes if you're the Saints every day and go, yep, this is how we try to fuck you?
Because doesn't he have to, even with the franchise tag, doesn't he still have to sign and be like, I agree to this?
Or can I think you already agreed to it when you sign your deal that, hey, we can franchise any player. So when the CBA is signed, it applies to anybody. It's not like he can say, well, I didn't sign that. It's like, well, the players union decided that this was a rule that we can apply to you.
And I have a question.
Yes.
How many times can they do this?
I want to say you can only do it maybe 1 year or 2 years in a row, and then you can't, then you got to stop. So, like, you can't franchise the same dude over and over and over.
Okay, that was my thing.
Yeah. Because somebody in the chat, man, send us a link and make sure.
Mrs. Spence said twice.
Okay, twice. Yeah, you can't keep doing it. But, like, people are basically like, so, I guess my question, because somebody was like, I was like, yo, if I'm him, how do I look you guys in the eye? How do I resign? How do I play hard for y'all every day? You know? And then people was like, well, he could just play this year, and at the end of the year, they'll straighten him out. I was like, at the end of the year, anything can happen in the NFL.
Right.
He already played through plantar fasciitis. Like, he already played hurt. He did everything y'all asked. If I'm him now, man, if I get nicked at all, yeah, I'm good, dog.
Yeah, I'm sitting back.
Saw what happened to Fort for Chicago.
Yeah, Forte. Yeah.
Forte, yeah.
I'm not dying for y'all niggas for 1 year. Man, fuck
nope.
that.
Nope.
So, yeah, he got fucked.
And
bad.
Even if I make it through the year, let's say it's twice. Let's say you have to do this twice. Let's say I do it twice. You probably going to pay me the same rate. It's just one of those things where it's not fair to him as a player, because if that's the case, we going to talk. I need to be at tight end position. Don't ever put me out there in wide receiver since you're not going to pay me wide receiver.
And honestly, I just wouldn't be able to help myself. If you fucked me on my money, I couldn't, like, naturally, I would just be like, I'm not going across the middle no more. Like,
nope.
I would want to, but my heart wouldn't be in that shit.
You know what's fucked up, man, is Drew Brees had his back. So he can't even go out there and block. And I ain't blocking either, because then that would potentially get Drew Brees hurt. And Brees had his back.
I'm saying, like, subconsciously. Like, even if I was like, I'm going to block it for Drew Brees, that's my dog, part of me would be like, man, fuck this team.
I
got beat. Okay, so what? Whatever.
And I might would tell Breeze, don't call any pass protection plays on my side because I'm not blocking.
Yeah, I mean, even if, like, I would try to be professional, I just think at the end of the day, it would just get the best of me, man. Like, I'd just be like, man, fuck.
Because it's not even about, like, a personal attack. You fucking with my money, dog.
Yeah, like, how do I feel? I know how you feel about me right now. You will try to fuck me any chance you get.
Yep.
So the end,
and that's why I do not understand how these stupid ass how these stupid ass fans are always on the side of the teams when it comes to negotiation shit like this.
They disrespected him like they do a first time girl on porn,
mm-hmm.
when they were gonna do everything filthy they can to her first time, just so everything else after that is a piece of cake. You know what I mean? Like, you've never been gagged before. Okay, here's two dicks. Take three.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, that's complete disrespect.
Speaking of disrespect, Deshaun Jackson has actually never been in a game.
Why is anybody shocked by this?
Because
he was perpetrating like he was.
I'm completely caught up.
Hanging out with people on Twitter, Instagram, taking pictures and shit with gang members. Turns out he's never been in the gang. So, Redskins, you don't have anything to worry about.
Maybe I'm naive. I never thought he was in one because, like, his record was clean, like... To me, I just never thought he was in one.
Well, just because you were in the gang don't mean you had to do any crimes.
True.
I mean, you could just be in the gang because that's how your neighborhood is.
True, too.
You know? Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, gangs keep you from doing shit because it's like, you got a future, so don't.
Ah, okay.
But he's never been in the gang, which is, you know, if true, some horrible reporting went down by ESPN and other outlets that claimed that the reason he was let go from the Eagles because of gang ties.
They just don't like that nigga.
That's what the Eagles let out.
I don't think the Eagles leaked it, but let's say they did. Okay. Even if they did, like, I don't think they did it because it wouldn't make sense. Because it was the timing. Remember, if you remember the timing, that shit leaked before they cut him when they were trying to trade him. So I'm not sure that they would have leaked it because it would only hurt his trade value and ended up making it where they had ended up cutting dude, losing all that money and not getting anything in return. I mean, if they did it, that's just one of the all-time stupid moves. I think they didn't do it, but I wouldn't be surprised if somebody close to him did it just to be like, oh no, y'all niggas not trading me. Like, fuck y'all. Y'all can either cut me or take me back. Like, but y'all not going to just get rid of me for nothing.
They was going to trade him to the Oakland Raiders.
Right, yeah. I mean, and honestly, I'm surprised this shit doesn't happen more often. Where it's like, yeah, we about to trade you to Houston. I have sex with children. Yep, love it. Love sex with children. Love it.
Woo! Little white girls especially.
Yeah, nothing better than a little white boy. Little white boy on my day off. They'd be like, oh, well, actually,
boys and girls.
Yeah, actually, we actually aren't sure about taking them to the Raiders. Oh,
why not? I heard y'all got the,
yeah. I heard y'all got some good boys out there.
I heard them California women is nice when they 5 and 6 years old.
We just gonna have to decline making the deal. They just do an interview a couple months later. Like, I actually never seen child pornography.
That prepubescent age.
Yeah.
Yep. Mwah, menu.
And then as soon as the deal off the table, those are wild, outrageous lies. I've never done that. And I don't appreciate people saying that, honestly.
whose voices that you have on tape? I clearly do not speak in that manner.
I don't even talk like that, sir. Thank you, Stephen.
My mother would. How could I explain it to my mother?
Yeah. So
it was a saint.
He's not a gangster. Or as since I'm an Eagles fan and I'm hating, I think he's just a fake ass bitch. So if you're gonna be a gangster, nigga.
Fake ass man of thugs.
Yeah, fake ass thug. Speaking of fake ass thugs, Johnny Manziel out here taking pictures with Floyd Mayweather, Justin Bieber, and Tyrese, or the unlikable Holy Ghost father and son.
I was going to say, why are people hanging out with that nigga Justin Bieber?
Man, this the unlikable trinity, though. You got motherfucking Tyrese. Floyd woman beater Mayweather.
He was almost Django, man.
Yeah, he was almost Django.
Tyrese is almost Django.
He sent a tape in.
Oh, you never see the tape here?
No, I think it was terrible.
And Justin Bieber.
Nigga.
Justin Bieber hashtag. What's up? These my niggas. Chilling with my niggas.
Speed racing just because I can.
I do it for my niggas because I'm down for my niggas.
I'm not mad at
Fuck them other niggas because I'm down for my niggas.
I'm not mad at him for hanging out with these dudes that much. But I am mad that he let there be photographic evidence of hanging out with these lanes. No. I'm not famous and I wouldn't take a picture with these niggas.
I'm disappointed he doesn't have the money sign up while in the picture.
Yeah, okay.
That's minimum. If you're going to be with them, have the money sign up. But I don't see nothing wrong with Floyd Mayweather. Hang out with Floyd. The money team.
Floyd woman beating Mayweather?
Yeah.
You're an NFL rookie that never thrown a pass?
Hang out with him.
You're an NFL rookie with a reputation for partying too hard.
Hang out with the money team.
Dude just beat up a man.
The money team.
Over his woman.
That's right. And tried to holler at the award show. That's right.
Yeah, you tripping. Like,
that's right.
If you think about it from a boss perspective, it's like, nigga, why him?
No. All he has to do is go dance at the ESPN awards and all would be forgiven.
Cleveland not thinking like that, though. Like, it's funny to me because I wouldn't draft Johnny Manziel if I wanted to change him.
If he dances at the ESPN award shows, all would be forgiven with Johnny Manziel. That's okay. All they got to do is dance.
I'm just saying, if I'm Cleveland, why draft him and then hide him? Because that's that whole thing. It's like, we just don't want him to get in no trouble. So we just, not, we just want him to be quiet. And so, well, draft him. Draft somebody
you
else.
You know, he was outspoken when you picked him.
Draft Bridgewater, who you guys paid $100,000 to find out if he was the number one quarterback in the draft. And the answer was yes. And you still moved up to draft Johnny Manziel. Yeah,
why didn't they offer his former coach a consultant job? Part time to do it in between his regular job.
Kevin Sumlin would have never took that job.
No, just consulting.
He would have never took it.
He would have got paid $1 million to be like, so, yeah, what you got to do is.
He wouldn't do it. He wouldn't do it. Once he got
let
Johnny,
him do what he wants to do.
Once he got Johnny out of his hair, he was like, I'm never dealing with this nigga again in my life.
Oh, that nigga was partying.
Karen, here's your Tyrese Django Unchained audition tape. Who you think leaked this, Justin?
He did.
He did.
This one's yours, boy. That bed's damn nice, too. Feel free to touch anything you want, because we're burning all this shit once you're gone. I have somebody knock on the door when the demonstration's ready.
Not so fast.
I got more important things to do than jaw with you.
Nigga, when I say stop, you plant roots. Bail on this table here. Is that for you? When I ring it, you do for me.
Me or somebody? What you want?
I want you to pour some water in that bowl right there from the washout. What's wrong, Stephen? You don't like that? Now that's my kind of bell ringing. Get up!
Slapped him like tired.
Motherfucker. I've known me house niggers like you my whole life. You play your dog tricks with your master. You lip off to him every now and then. As long as you keep it funny, he just lets you do it.
Why does he pick such a southern accent?
Right, he sounds terrible.
Why didn't he cut his hair? How did you show up for a job interview and not have your hair cut?
Slave hair. That's what the slaves had.
Then it should have been a nappy fro.
Why is his shirt still got the iron, the folding?
Right, I was about to say, what slave had silk? You was picking the cotton for the silk.
At minimum, cut your hair first.
While all the other white folks are thinking, it's so cute. This time, Snowball, you're going to listen to me. You got any more sass you want to slang my way before the Mandingo demonstration? Well, I'm going to give every nigga on this plantation a demonstration of me beating a black off your ass.
What happened to the southern accent?
Tyrese could only keep it up for 2 minutes and 30 seconds.
Right. Because he's not trained to actually do voiceovers and stuff like that.
You know what he should have said? I do declare, this is a nice room right here, boss. Do y'all have any of that tea? That's all he had to do. He'd have got the part. He'd have been playing Mammy or somebody.
So, yeah, this goes on for quite a while.
This is terrible.
Then we have when he's actually a slave.
He's not even, the facial expressions are horrible.
Yeah. But here's him being a slave later on. And he's in full slave gear.
No!
Where'd you get this music from?
You notice?
know he's supposed to look like he got beat or something, but he just like he just played a hard
constipated
game. No, he just like he just played a hard game of basketball.
And he has a haircut now.
Yeah, and slaves get haircuts apparently. But look,
and slaves don't wear a silk apparently.
But why does he just look like he just had a hard pickup game at the Y? Like he's not like he's sweating like, oh man, it was a good run.
Oh Lord, did they pat him in flour?
Now he playing whiteface.
He does.
Got a tan.
That's what I'm about to say, slave. Got a tan line. Oh Lord, now he looks even worse.
The same scene, but one scene he don't have dirt on his face. The second scene he does.
Rubbing dirt on his face.
This music.
I just want to say I definitely appreciate Quentin Tarantino and the casting director.
Oh, didn't this clip come out clean?
For making the decision that they made.
You know they saw that. It was like, nigga, no.
I can't thank them enough.
Yeah.
We all thank them.
Thank you for looking out, Quentin.
So on that part where the music was playing, he goes into the cave, right? And he has chains on, his face all dirty. Hay in his hair and shit like that. He comes out of the cave
clean
with the suit on, press shirt, a whole nother haircut. Just come on, man. Pick a. You did this to yourself.
Chris Caban got $10 million over 2 years to play for the Blazers.
So he can keep the bench warm.
Give Aldridge a little help, I guess.
Help doing what?
I mean, they don't have anybody in the paint.
But Chris Kamen, not that dude either.
I know.
Watched him this season.
This is all they could afford, they said.
$10 million? You could have done a lot better.
They tried to get Spencer Halls, and they said it wouldn't work. So they moved to Kamen when Halls drew interest from other teams, including the Warriors, the Clippers, and Suns.
Man, there's plenty of dudes in the D League that height that you could have got for a lot cheaper. Spurs do it every year.
How old do you think Chris Kamen is?
I think he's like 25.
No, what? You think he's only been in the NBA for what? Three or four years?
He hasn't been in the league that long, has
he? He's 32, man.
He looked 40-something.
What? Okay, now you're all over the place.
But he hasn't been in the league that long. I just know I haven't heard of him for that long other than with the Lakers.
Well, yeah.
Where did he come from? The Clippers?
Yeah, the Clippers.
Yeah, he was only with the Clippers for like a year, seemed like.
Yeah, it did seem like it went by fast. Anyway.
Man, he was only with the Clippers for a year, man.
He going to be on the Blazers getting paid to not do shit. Patrick Patterson got an $18 million deal with the Raptors. He's 25 years old. He averaged 8.5 points, 5.3 rebounds in 48 games.
He averaged how many points again?
8.5 and 5.3. How the fuck did he get that money?
He got a good ass agent. Y'all just,
$6 million a year.
Who was he signed with?
He was drafted 14 overall by Houston in 2010. Traded twice to Sacramento in February and Toronto in December. And Toronto also agreed to a $48 million contract with Kyle Lowry.
See, here's the thing, man. You can't let that series against the Pacers fool y'all into thinking y'all got something that y'all don't.
They actually played against the Nets. Oh,
was it the Nets? Okay, the Nets then. You can't let that fool y'all.
It did.
Damn it, man. They fell for it.
Luis Suarez, the dude that bit that dude in the FIFA, in the World Cup.
Olé, hit him in the shoulder.
Olé.
Yeah, he released a statement. In no way...
I want to suck your blood.
In no way did it happen how you have described, as a bite or intent to bite. After the impact, I lost my balance, making my body unstable and falling on top of my opponent. At that moment, I hit my face against the player, leaving a small bruise on my cheek and a strong pain in my teeth.
Why didn't he just glamour everybody?
You know what? I don't believe him, because they had reports that said that this is not the first time he has been fined for biting people. So they was like, look, you can't be out here biting people, nigga. Go somewhere, sit down.
I like that he's using my tactic of nobody gonna believe that somebody bite people on purpose.
Right.
And he just rolling with it to the bank. Third time, he's like, well, why would I do it a third time? That's crazy.
Man, why didn't he just come out there to count Dracula voice? I bought to suck your blood.
Well, let's be honest. If he did that, they would suspect that he did do it.
Three.
Right.
The goal is to convince him he didn't do it.
It didn't matter. They had already had their minds.
If he came out like that, people were like, oh, this is a joke.
They'd be like, oh, he just likes cereal. Because I think that was a Count Chocolate voice you did.
What the vampire, man? That was mixed with a little bit of Sesame Street.
I think they cousins.
Yeah, I think you did the Count from Sesame Street and yep. Count Chocolate.
All mixed up.
Nobody would take him seriously at that point. They'd be like, oh, he ain't biting nobody.
Hey, man, why was Count Chocolate a black dude, though?
Was it the chocolate, the cocoa?
I'm just saying. That's racist. Count Chocolate was a black man.
Well, at least that black man could count.
Count
to three.
The only cereal mascot with a fucking fro. Count Chocolate and shit. Had that George Jefferson.
He should have glamoured everybody, man. That's all he had to do. Was glamour everybody during the press conference, and then he'd have been fired.
Can you glamour more than one person?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, why not?
All right, so Miami Heat fans have started a headband campaign to keep LeBron James.
That is not going to end well.
Headband campaign.
The picture I have is from them doing it in church. Come on, man. Have some respect.
Praise him.
A group of Miami's Heat zealots have banded together to attempt to keep LeBron James in Miami. As if he needed that much convincing, the Twitter account at Band for Bron has started by East West Palm to encourage fans to wear headbands in honor of King James. I'm sorry, ESPN West Palm. These are the sort of things that happen when the best player in the world is starting to leave his team after appearing in four straight finals. Who knew that he had enough fans in Miami to actually start a campaign like this? The arena doesn't get filled until after halftime on most nights. Regardless, the Band for Bron campaign is starting to reach epic levels. For the Holy Spirit Episcopal Church in West Palm Beach, Sunday service was all about the religion of keeping LeBron James in town. The church was filled with people wearing Band for Bron headbands. Everyone from little children to adults to the elderly were spotted wearing headbands. Presumably, they prayed that King James can be persuaded to stay in Miami. If they really want to keep James around, they should send the collection plate around an extra time and send the money directly to LeBron James estate.
Man, they must not have Twitter accounts. None of these people.
All their prayers going straight to hold.
Man,
get your hold, please.
Straight to hold. Straight to voicemail.
Get your hold, please.
Imagine if this has the adverse effect. Like, he's like, oh, y'all want to make fun of my headline. Hairline, huh? Because, you know, he's sensitive about their head thing, man.
Maybe they should do hairline for Bron. Everybody shave their hairline back 2 inches. That's how you know you're serious. The NCAA is again investigating UNC. So, Rashard McCants. Looks like you pulled it off, buddy. Looks like you got what you wanted. You schemed and you plotted and you did everything you could.
What kind of dance you think he's doing at home?
Good job, buddy.
I think you should boo that man personally, but.
I mean, fuck it, dog. I don't care. Like, he got us. We was cheating. We been caught cheating before.
It's not a real investigation.
It's par for the course. They gonna find some more cheating, nigga. It's not hard. We was definitely cheating.
Yeah, but it's not a real investigation. They gonna show up.
The only reason I think this might not be successful is because it wasn't started on NC State message boards. But that's the only reason.
It's gonna be an investigation just like when Dave Chappelle pleaded the fifth. You know what I'm saying? They're going to show up. They're going to be like, all right, what type of consequences do you want? you know, you're going to have to do some community service, something in Chapel Hill. We're going to take one scholarship. That's it.
Nah.
Y'all have a good day.
Man, the way they come down on people now, I wouldn't be surprised if we lost, like, the basketball program for a year or couldn't go to the tournament. Like, they always doing something.
You want
to
know what's next for Rashard
McCants? Losing scholarships. Rashard McCants, who gives a fuck about what's next for him?
Lawsuit.
Yeah, who cares about... That doesn't matter at all. He got what he wanted. He got the university looked at, and they going to find something.
That's not enough for him, man.
It doesn't matter, though. I'm saying, like, the lawsuit is, like... To me, it's like if you came in my house and kicked me in my nuts, and then it's like, you know what's next? I'm going to go eat a peanut from your... Like, okay. Why didn't you just do that in the first place? I would have been fine with you suing us.
Nope. He in your house. Now he going to holler at your woman.
That's not even... Yeah.
He's going to sue now. He want that Ed O'Bannon lawsuit.
Hollering at your woman is on, like, the same level. A lawsuit wouldn't even hurt.
But that's what's next. He's going to keep it in the news.
He's going to keep it going.
You just want it to go away, and he's going to keep it in the news.
I don't know. I don't just want it to go away. I don't care. If it lasts 7 years,
the other Carolina fans wanted to go
away. Now there you go. That's true.
They wanted to
You already
go
know
away.
That I'm not your typical Carolina fan. I'm only in it for the good.
Yeah.
It's been whole years where I was like, oh, we bad this year? Oh, well, shit then. I can do something on Saturdays.
Everybody else wanted to go away, man. Yeah. They really wanted to go away.
Oh, I guarantee. I didn't turn on talk radio. I already guarantee they going through his fucking... I know they going through his whole life.
Wait till the Duke games at Duke. You know them some trolling.
Oh, they going to have some signs.
They also trolling
there. They probably going to get him there and get him a front row seat.
Read and write much? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's going to be
Chapel
terrible.
Hill players can't read this sign, shit like that.
It's going to be terrible, man. It's so much funny, but I can't believe he won this round. Well, we knew it was going to happen, but hopefully it's not a real investigation.
Like I said, it's not like I thought he was lying. Who the fuck thought he was lying? Like I mean, you had to be the fucking most blind, hardest of hardcore simps for the university to be like, oh, he lying.
That other
as soon
research,
as I heard it, I said, that sounds true.
That researcher that lost her money?
Yep.
Lawsuit?
Mm-hmm. They lost her job.
Right, lawsuits. Mm-hmm. It's not, that's what I'm saying.
Football tutoring scandal? Think it's going to stop at football? We don't even care about football. You know what I'm saying? Like, of course we cheating for the niggas we do care about. We want them to win. We definitely want them to keep playing. It wasn't even, I don't know. It's one of those things where I can't be surprised. And I'm also not one of those people that ran around talking about how clean the program was. So you ain't got to, like, luckily nobody's rubbing it in my face because I never was like, we run a clean program. Unlike Ohio State, I think every program has some dirt on it if they're good enough. I think when it's your turn to get caught, you get caught. And that's just the shell game the NCAA plays. It keeps everybody focused on one school at a time rather than
the system taking
taking a step back and going, man, Florida, Florida State, Carolina, Ohio State, Michigan,
Kansas,
Penn State,
UConn,
UCLA, USC. Like, you know, it keeps you from being like, wait a minute, didn't all these fucking people get in trouble?
Right.
Oregon, like, instead we're just like one team at a time, and then we all play the game of, ha ha ha, your team got caught, and then next year it'll be a different team.
How long till somebody in PJ Harrison Facebook recording him?
Yeah.
with the device that he think is just a lunchbox or something.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like
a lunchbox with a gun in it.
And it's like, oh, I did get these guns from Roy. Yeah. All those was Roy's friends that arranged for me to get those weapons and the marijuana.
They put the bullets in the gun.
I never smoked marijuana before until Roy introduced me to it.
I didn't even know how to fire a gun.
They tried to get me to do meth, but I was like, nah, I like my teeth.
The enforcement staff is exploring this new information to ensure an exhaustive investigation is conducted based on all available information. The NCAA will not comment further to protect the integrity of the investigation. So, yep, 2012 got a postseason ban of scholarship losses for football. 2011, the University Act conducted several reviews related to academic scandal and provided the NCAA with updates. They announced in 2012 that it had found problems with 54 classes in the Department of African and Afro-American Studies, taught through 2007 to 2011, including grade changes, forged faculty signatures on grade rolls, and limited or no class time. So, yep. And one of the reasons I definitely have no fucking sympathy for him is the fact that they used African-American Studies to do that.
I can't wait to see his comments on this investigation.
He probably won't even say shit.
Him and his daddy.
Oh, no. You won't hear nothing else from
him. Yeah, he like, I'm good now. Oh, fuck
that's
them.
That's all I want with it.
Kevin Cobb got arrested, charged with boating while drunk. Told you we should have kept Mike Vick.
Oh, they got TMZ got him.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm talking about Rashard. TMZ got him.
Oh, saying something.
Yep, I'm about to.
Something new?
Well, it's on. It says it's on the first.
Anyway, Kevin Cobb, former quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles and Houston Cougars. Why they bring that up?
Who the hell's the Houston Cougars?
Why not Arizona Cardinals?
Never heard of
them. Me either.
He was arrested and charged with boating while intoxicated in Texas over the weekend. As far as mugshots for alleged boating while drunk.
You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get arrested while you boating.
Yeah. They got a picture of him. This nigga looks three sheets to the wind.
Yeah, because most of the time.
Probably not even driving the boat.
Driving.
Do you drive a boat? Like, I don't even know how that works. Do you navigate it?
Yeah, navigate it. That's what they consider driving. Like, because you're in control of the boat, so you could tip the boat.
I'm asking because I don't know.
Just singing, row yeah, your boat gently down the stream.
You're operating a vehicle that you can crash into the dirt. You can tip over. You can crash into the, you know, a bridge. So, yeah, well, that would be terrible.
Yeah, I understand. I'm just saying. I didn't know the technical term for it.
And they actually have cops that actually go around for that shit. Like, if they see people drinking heavily, they might actually come up there and ask you about it.
Yep, but I can't blame Kevin Cobb, man. He rich. Mm-hmm. He a quarterback in the NFL. NCAA screwed Cam Newton and Johnny Manziel. Wait, what? Man. Yeah, what does this have to do with the UNC thing, though, Justin?
I thought he was commenting on it. Like, just talking about everything.
I'll see what I can do. I don't know.
The first thing that came up when I Googled his comments.
Oh. Yeah, he talking about some other people's shit. Do-do-do-do. I'm just waiting for that shit. Two people got killed because an overpass collapsed during the World Cup in Brazil.
Oh, my.
This is what happened when you just slapdash throw some shit together.
Right. For the World Cup. I tell you, they're using that True Blood.
They're using that duct tape.
Right.
We ran out of materials. I got some extra duct tape in the back of my truck.
That bridge is made out of True Blood chairs.
You know, the thing is, man, we'll never know if it really collapsed or somebody helped it fall and protest. You know what I mean?
Because they threw that shit up overnight.
Because of how they felt about it.
Rashard, how you going, man?
Everything's good, man.
Everything's good. So the NCAA reopened the investigation. Is that what you're hoping for when you spoke out?
It wasn't any real hope about, you know, UNC going under any scrutiny or anything like that. It was just
a Carolina hat on.
You know, to get the attention of the NCAA. And
yeah, he wearing a Carolina hat. And he lying like shit. I wasn't even hoping that they would look into it.
Did you say anything?
Who could foresee that?
He got a Carolina hat on,
though. As an example of, you know, fraudulent, you know, activity, just knowing that the rules say, you know, free education, no compensation. So why is there no education on my part when my years are there, and I didn't receive any money? So, you know, with Northwestern starting to form a union, and, you know, things are starting to really cook up in the O'Bannon trial.
Yeah.
You know, things are starting to really, you know, take their toll on NCAA, and they really have to start answering some questions now. It's a farm system.
Yeah.
You know, and even the founder, you know, talked about it being a neo-plantation. And you know, the athletes under it come in under a system. So I feel, as a leader, to step forward and make it an independent system so that we all can make money together, bring prestige to whatever universities together, add some sports education to the system so that athletes are not performing under false pretense, so that they're performing under a career path that they
Absolutely.
Choose. You know what I'm saying? So sports education should be like performing at the arts. for athletes. Every athlete should be able to be in that type of program. Jalen Rose is one of the guys who went through something similar. Terrell Pryor, Cam Newton, Jameson Winston, you know, Johnny Manziel. These are guys who were taken advantage of, penalized,
yeah,
and tarnished. You know, and I feel like in the future.
Yo, he is so smart. Oh, some real shit, man. This ain't worst nightmare. He articulate. He making good points. And he trying to make it sound like it's not really just being petty. Okay. I mean, it's obvious being petty and he mad at Roy Williams. We saw the Facebook post.
Yeah, why didn't he start that first? Why didn't it start here?
No, he, right, right. He, but he's their worst nightmare because a lot, the casual fan doesn't know about the Facebook post.
True.
They just know that he's, whenever they see him, he's articulately breaking down the NCAA and their hypocritical look at college athletics.
Mm-hmm.
He good, yo. They gonna win this.
I'm mad he trolling with this Carolina hat on.
Dog, it's so good.
If I have my nephew doing anything, I want to make sure his platform is ready to go for him, and it's not anything fraudulent. I think all the athletes should stand up just because you went to college and that you didn't get paid, and the NCAA makes $16 billion a year off your name.
Do you reckon the Kardashians are good or bad luck for athletes?
He dated a Kardashian?
I didn't get the Kardashian.
He dated a Kardashian. I think it was Khloe. I think it was Khloe was the one he dated.
Oh, real? Where did you hear that from?
That was years ago when he first came into the league.
Oh, okay.
Do you reckon the Kardashians are good or bad luck for athletes?
Oh, this is a good sound bite. Well, I think the proof is in the pudding.
Yeah.
For all the athletes. Kanye's not an athlete.
True.
You know, Lamar's an athlete, and I'm an athlete.
Yourself,
and
yeah.
Chris Humphrey's an athlete, and Reggie Bush is an athlete, and luckily Courtney didn't really date anybody who she could ruin, but, you know, it is what it is.
Good
man.
Luck.
She didn't date anybody she could ruin. I caught that. But yeah, he good.
You want to see a picture of them together?
I don't, you can put it in there. We look at it at the show. I don't care. But yeah, man, he right. And, you can't be mad at him. There you go. So, yeah, Brazil throwing that shit together, end up getting niggas fucked up. Which is crazy, man, because everybody said that they were constructing too many stadiums at too fast of a time and mm-hmm. that something bad was going to happen.
And then people were complaining about that shit too.
Yep. And, I mean, it's a loss of life, man. Like, at this rate, I think 19 people were injured, 2 people were hurt. They're lucky more people didn't die. And it looked like the overpass landed on top of a bus. So, just, you know, bad look all the way around. And surprising that more, I mean, because it's not over, more shit could happen.
Yep. They still got, what, another week?
Yeah, like, that's it. Like, they might actually, that actually might be like a, oh, we got out of here with only 2 deaths. We did good job, everybody.
We did good this year.
Yeah, round of applause for everybody, in the crew. Only 2 people dead, y'all.
They happy with those numbers.
Yeah, we was expecting way more dead people.
Yeah, our police have killed more people than this on the weekend.
Bengals defensive end Sam Montgomery was pulled over early Wednesday morning. By a police officer. Here's the dash cam of it. He was driving 89 in a 55 mile per hour zone.
Ooh, he was flying.
Mm-hmm.
Driver, shut it off. Let me see your hands. Shut your vehicle off. Turn the vehicle off.
See- Every black man listening to this right now is having flashbacks.
Hey, listen, but you see how dark that road is?
Right, yep. Nigga, you better turn that
no
vehicle off.
No fucking lights on that road right now. I'm not stopping.
That makes me more scared of the cops than anything.
Right, I'm not stopping. I'm looking at that like I'm not stopping here. There's no way.
See your hands, please. See your hands, please. Do not move.
The cop in the middle of the road.
Yep.
Military?
Nope.
NFL?
Yes, sir.
You're under arrest. Step out, please.
Yep. You heard, I don't know if you heard that.
Why did he ask him, was he military?
He already knew.
I guarantee you he fucking ran his license. He knew exactly who he was before he pulled him over.
He said, you military? No. NFL? Yup.
You're under arrest.
You're under arrest.
Step out the car.
Because they got computers and shit now. They can run that prior to pulling you over.
Just for being in the NFL.
Of course.
89 and a 55. Keep your hands where I can see you. Step out, please. You're under arrest. Turn around, face that way, please. Turn around, face that way, please. Spread your feet. Spread your feet. Wider. 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 Point your toes out. Reach back with your hands.
That cop is scared as hell right now. His voice trembling. He got his hand on whatever weapon or whatever he got in his hand right now. It looked like something. He pointed one hand, got the other hand, whatever weapon he got. It looked like it's aimed at the ground, but he ready to shoot it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can't tell if it's his gun or what.
And I'll talk aside, that's a job I would not want to have, because what people fail to realize is that when you're dealing with officers, they deal with all types of people. So they don't know if you're going to be the one that with some fucking common sense, or you're going to be the one to attack them. They don't know that when they pull you over.
On a whole other note, can I roll my windows up first, though? Because when y'all told my car the window was going to be down, it might rain. Now all my shit wet on the inside. Can I at least roll my window up real quick?
No, all your rights is gone. Once that man say you under arrest, all your rights
can I at least get my window up, bro?
Nope. Anything in that vehicle is there.
Can you put my windows up, please?
Nope. Your shit just gonna get rained in.
Do not look at me. Reach out, palms up. Reach out, palms up toward me. Back. Hands behind your back, palms up. Hands behind your back, palms up toward the sky. Do not move. Look away from me. Look away. Look away. Keep your feet together. Sir, if you cannot follow my commands, the next thing you're gonna get some taser. Spread your feet.
Whoa, I'm not calling any phone.
Spread your feet. Palms up toward the sky behind your back. Do not move.
He was scared as hell.
Yeah, he had come to like a wild over. Animal.
You get arrested.
I'm sorry to know.
55-4-67-1 time, Robert Mike. Where's your license at, sir?
My license is in my pocket.
What's such a hurry for?
I'm going home.
Where do you live at?
In Greenwood, South Carolina.
Okay, what's your name?
Please, he is South Carolina.
In my pocket. You killed somebody, man.
I wasn't on the road by myself, I'm sorry.
You he passed two cars. You
must be state trooper.
I was just trying to get my mama.
Stay here a second.
Yes, sir. All right. Let me put this back in. That's it.
To the left, I'll do this to everybody that runs up there. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I'm not going to try to.
I got you.
Yeah.
You can even help you with that necklace.
No, sir. You're fine. I'm just not.
Yo, man, Sam Montgomery is being amazingly calm. Amazingly calm. Like, he's being
cordial. It's not his first time.
Trying to disarm the dude. I don't know if it's his first time or not, honestly, to say that. Because I think all black people, it's a survival skill.
Yeah, like, you don't mouth off at the person with the fucking gun that got you handcuffed. That's how you get shot on camera.
That threatened him for doing nothing.
It don't matter. Once he pulls you over and says shit to you, all your rights are out the window. Yeah, people have a tendency to forget that.
Yeah, I don't know if he's, you know, been arrested before or whatever. I mean, you know, obviously he could have been, but I'm just saying, like, I think that's just more of a survival skill.
Yeah, then he is South Carolina, which don't play.
Because I know a lot of people would just be like, shut the fuck up. Don't say anything.
I'm about
if
to say
if you've ever been arrested before, you know that they can use any of that shit against you, so just shut the fuck up. Don't say anything. Get in the car. Make them talk to your lawyer.
Yeah, and state troopers ain't no joke. State troopers, they take that speeding shit very, very seriously.
Have you seen that link where that law student argues with the cop about his gun?
I think so.
I just put it in the, in the question part. All
right.
But basically, complete opposite of what just happened with Sam right now. Complete opposite.
Yeah, and even if you are calm, you can't guarantee that the officer is going to respond in a calm manner.
Yeah. Hey, man, you got all kinds of, hold on, what else links we got here? We got Khloe Kardashian.
Yep.
With Rashad McCants.
Hey, Rashad.
All right, I'll put that picture up.
One day we'll get the tutorial right so I can,
Nah, it's cool. It's cool, man. Got you.
You know, you got to give me the book for dummies.
I had no idea they used to date, dog.
Me either. That must have been some years ago.
And the picture just disappeared on my screen. Okay.
It's on everybody else's.
And what was the other one? Another picture of them two together?
Yeah, just them two. Just another picture of them.
Oh, yeah. I ain't worried about that shit. Taking that off. And a YouTube video. I guess this is the argument.
Yeah.
Of, all right. But yes, yeah, poor Sam Montgomery, man. Like, shit.
Trying to get to his mama house.
Don't matter if you a big ass NFL dude or not. It made him more scary. Like, I will taser you. It's like, nigga, I'm not doing nothing wrong.
And it's only 89.
Not bad.
He didn't even break the 100 barrier.
Like, you need to calm down.
This dude was scared. He was like, put your hands out. He'll say, put them out. Then he was like, no, point them back at me.
You're right.
He was following my directions.
Put them down. Put them up. Palms up. Palms to the side. Palms down, nigga. Yeah. I will kill you.
Right.
Yeah, left circle, red circle, yellow circle. Mm-hmm. Like, what game we play? I just need to know the rules.
So you don't kill me.
So I can concentrate on what you're saying.
Yep.
I'm just going to...
Okay, I don't consent to any searches. I just want to make that clear.
I'm not going
to
search you.
I don't consent to any seizures either.
Okay. I'm just going to hold this so I can have conversations here.
Okay.
This is a white person.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, obviously this is fine. Why are we watching this?
I was just saying it's complete opposite of what Sam did.
This happens every day.
I said that right when you was talking about how he tried to disarm the car. Oh,
yeah. This is not shocking.
Yeah. I'm closing this because it's not even. Listen, it only got 5,000 views because everybody was like, not shocking.
Right.
Like, if this would have been a nigga talking about some rights here, like, if you don't get the fuck on the ground, talk about some goddamn rights. Are you serious? This
and,
America.
And with a gun, though.
Yeah.
It don't matter.
It would have been, he got a gun. Pow, 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 pow. Oh, he had a permit. That's interesting. Guess I'll get suspended with pay.
Who knew?
Yeah. Damn, I'm getting suspended with pay for 3 months now. Damn.
They give y'all permits?
Yeah. Wow. Oh, that is, you had to take the odds there. That's what they would say. You had to take the odds. I mean, the odds is pretty good that it was legal.
I thought he was reaching for it. I thought my life was in danger.
Zach Randolph will stay with the Grizzlies.
It's smart for him.
Did anybody think that wasn't going to happen?
Where else could he have gone?
He's so Memphis. I know he ain't from Memphis. Stop telling me this. He's so Memphis.
He could have went to Portland.
Yeah.
Maybe, he could have went to Portland. What other team could he have gone to? Atlanta?
Right.
That's it.
Atlanta.
Detroit, maybe.
I'm not even sure. Portland. Seattle is the whitest city in... the world, like, Portland can't be too far behind.
But now you saw how they get down though.
I'm thinking Memphis, Seattle,
Atlanta, Detroit. Well, no, because Detroit got rid of Josh. They was like,
not Seattle. I'm in Memphis, Brooklyn. Could have went to Brooklyn.
Nope.
Oh wait, it's been gentrified.
Nope.
Can't go to Brooklyn.
Go to Brooklyn. Even Spike Lee can't go to Brooklyn.
Yeah, man. I don't know where he could have went, dog.
That's it. Orlando, Memphis.
What Orlando black life like?
What's man, that they like? Got Hedo Turkoglu and everybody else down.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man.
Royce. I mean,
he could have went to Charlotte. I mean, technically, we do have majority black people.
He could have come to Charlotte. He would have liked living in Charlotte.
He would have liked it, but would the white people here have trusted him? I feel like that's up in the air.
He'd have been on the news like Sam.
He'd have been scaring the shit out of people. Get out the car. Get your big black ass out the car. I'm going to see them hands, palms up, palms down, palms to the side. Move them all around. One foot in and put your left foot out.
Oh, Lord.
Now spread them. Spread them. Unspread them. All right, spread them back.
We doing the hokey pokey now. Yeah. Turn yourself about.
That's what it's all about, nigger. Mike Vick said he revolutionized the game in an interview.
I'm proud of Ryan Mexico. Mm-hmm. Is that what he's talking about? The catfishing game?
The herpes.
They talking about dog
the herpes fight? Game?
Talking about the dog fighting game? What are you talking about?
That's what I said on my Facebook page, and people still not ready for that joke. Tested the waters a little too early on them. Everybody's like, why you gotta keep bringing that up? I was like, it's a joke, man.
It's funny.
I mean, he
went by Ryan Mexico.
He killed dogs. I mean, it's not good. He did got railroaded as a black man, and I agree, but
now, had he
it's
shaved,
not good
had
what he did.
Had he shaved the dog fur and made it into a coat, maybe, just maybe, only Peter would have been mad at him, but the fashion industry would have loved it.
Mm-hmm.
Loved fabulous. It. They just said, work.
Work, Michael Vick.
Work it, Michael. Mikael. Work it, Mikael. Work. All they had to do was shave a few, made a coat.
Randy Mikael, Shavik.
Randy Moss is now joining the high school team staff. His son's high school team staff.
Randy got kids?
Yeah. Guess where? Victory Christian Center.
Well, you know, he loves coming to Charlotte. Yeah, he loves coming to Charlotte.
Yeah, his son goes to school at Victory Christian Center.
No wonder they was able to afford that new dome.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, man, his son Thaddeus joined the team this season for his junior year after his family moved from New England down to Victory Christian Center, Charlotte, North Carolina, for Coach D. Brown.
Damn, who finagled that? I mean, I know he loved coming to the area. I think he got a house on Lake Norman.
Mm-hmm.
And we keep telling people all the time, if you come to Charlotte, you're not going to want to leave.
It's a beautiful city.
Yep.
But, yeah, he's
laid back. Like, it's a good place to be famous, too, because people won't fuck with you.
They sure won't.
You know what I mean? And I don't mean, like, if they see you somewhere, they won't ask for an autograph. I mean, they will. But it won't be, like, crazy. Like, you can go out to eat and still be a famous person in Charlotte. Like,
yeah, because a lot of people might not even know who you are.
Like, if you saw Cam Newton at a restaurant, most people aren't going to be like, let me walk over to his table and fuck with him. Mm-hmm. Like, we had the kind of city where it's like, oh, my God, guess who I saw at so-and-so the other day?
Yeah, but they're not going to bother you.
Right.
Yeah, they maybe, after you ate your meal and are actually leaving the restaurant.
Ask you for autograph.
Maybe. And
like
that's a maybe. They might just walk up and be like, hey, great season.
When the Hornets were popular, they used to come to IHOP. You know, that's the kind of city we have. Like,
yep.
There's something about just like, oh, you're just one of the people, though. Like, everybody likes you, is friendly. You know, there's no TMZ outside of IHOP talking about, hey, Dave West, mm-hmm. Dave West, why you killed Fields? My Fields, Dave West, mm-hmm. You know, you killed him.
Yeah, the media don't follow you like that.
Yeah, like, they just, like, it's okay. Like, you can have a past here and it'll be fine. Anthony Mason ate, you know, in IHOP and called people motherfuckers and nothing happened. It wasn't in the mm-hmm. paper or nothing.
They show up at the Y and will actually play games with you here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's just funny. Pau Gasol would not cross off the Lakers, Justin.
Yeah, I don't know about y'all. Mm-hmm. I hate moving. You got to pack all your shit up.
Right.
Unpack it again.
If the money's right, I move.
Yeah, but how many times? How many times Pau got to move before he just be like, I'm tired of moving?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
No, you're right. I'm just saying, you know.
I don't want to move. And if he got a woman.
A lot of people courting him, and he's rich enough to not have to do that thing.
Right.
Yeah. And he got a woman. He got to factor in how she feel about it.
Yeah, but he's rich enough to not have to worry about that kind of shit. It's just whether he wants to deal with it or not, like you said. But he's rich enough to be like, all right, y'all move my shit. I'll get there on Thursday, whenever it's supposed to be there.
Yeah, so other people probably move his shit.
During the World Cup, they interviewed some fans at a bar who were happy that Brazil won.
And they were drunk too, right?
Well, it was a bar. It's the World Cup.
I don't expect them to be any other way.
Yeah, who would expect them to be sober?
Did they have something else in their system too?
Is going. The flags are waving, and even though it's been a few.
I mean, you know, cocaine is a popular export from South America.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not making that up. That's just facts.
Hours since Brazil took the game, the party is still going on here. Now, Brazil beat up Chile 3-2, but it was a nail biter. It was a very, very close call. I want to bring in some...
Ole, ole, ole,
the fans, ole. How nervous were you guys watching this game?
I was really nervous. Fucking right in the pussy.
Okay.
And this was not that white dude, y'all. He did not make that trip to Brazil.
Oh, now that is when you cut away to your right there.
When are they gonna learn? Do not put microphone. Not in when they drunk folks.
Yeah,
faces.
Not when they say they mediocre at best. But this is when you cut away.
And this is when you don't record live either.
Let's see how she ended this.
We just disregard that altogether. Things are getting a little bit wild here. Let's go on over to this fan. Now, Chile, they hit the post, they missed. What were you thinking in that moment? I was really.
That woman was at the end, was very pretty.
I think that's what he was trying to say. I want to fuck
she
her.
Was gorgeous.
At the pussy.
Is going.
Damn, Brazil got some pretty ass fans.
That's what he was saying. I want to fuck her in the pussy.
Oh my God.
It's going. The flags are waving. And even though it's been a few hours since Brazil took the game, the party is still going on here. Now, Brazil beat up Chile 3-2, but it was a nail biter. It was a very, very close call. I want to bring in some of the fans. How nervous were you guys watching this game?
I was really nervous. Fucking right in the pussy.
She said disregard that.
Okay. Disregard that. And
we're going to talk to this lady right over here.
Hey, every time you play that, it's funnier, man. I can listen to that all day.
Yeah, I wish they had the clean audio from the live TV, because, like, this is somebody's recording their TV with a phone or something.
Yes.
It was like, yeah, I was very nervous. The fucker right in the pussy.
Check the game. The party is still going on here. Now, Brazil beat up Chile 3-2, but it was a nail biter. It was a very, very close call. I want to bring in some of the fans. How nervous were you guys watching this game?
I was really nervous. Fucker right in the pussy.
Oh, Justin, how was dinner last night? Oh, you know, I was nervous. It was her first time cooking. Fuck her right in the pussy. But you know,
hey, did you notice how he kept eye contact after he said it? Like he had that moment where he was like, yeah, I said it. Another story you probably won't hear anywhere else.
Could you lead us in prayer before we break for this evening? Yes, dear Heavenly Father, I'd like to thank you for bringing all of us together. Fuck her right in the pussy.
You might not make it out of service alive, sir.
That fits for every occasion. Mm-hmm. Any and every occasion.
When it comes to...
You just won a Super Bowl. What are you going to do? I'm going to fuck her right in the pussy.
When it comes to the father of Jamario Jenkins III.
Yeah!
Justin... You are fucking right in the pussy.
Woo! It was close. I was really nervous. You know, the paternity test could have went either way. Fuck her right in the pussy. It's great for everything.
It really is.
Oh, man. Oh, man. I love Brazil. I love soccer. Ole, 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 ole.
Post-baby heartbreak. Just 5 weeks after giving birth to their daughter, Alicia, Kendra Wilkinson was forced to face a bitter, shocking truth. As rumored husband, Hank Basket, former Eagles wide receiver, had indeed cheated with a transgender YouTube model.
Wow.
Named Ava Sabrina London.
Maybe fuck her right in the pussy doesn't fit for that occasion.
Mm-hmm. Fuck her right in her metaphorical pussy.
But for everything else. Fuck her, her boy pussy.
This nigga went and found a famous, like more than anything, right? Cause I think, you know, she could probably forgive cheating and all this shit. He went and found the famous, YouTube famous transgender
some
woman.
Some people are definitely gonna find
so
out.
So everybody gonna know.
Right.
And like, if that's what you into, then that's your type, bro.
Yeah, and she was like, I don't fit your type, so we don't need to be together.
And look at these pictures, like, she's had some serious surgery and stuff. Mm-hmm.
Is the proper compliment she's handsome or
nah.
She's beautiful? Like, how do you?
I guess you would compliment just like you compliment a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, no disrespect. I'm asking to learn.
Yeah. But, yeah, man.
Yeah, cause that looked like a woman.
Yeah, but her cheekbones look so surgeried up. Like, you see that? Like, yeah. She got a cut in her face or something. It's so, like, it's like how Kim Kardashian looks now after all the face surgery. It's all tight. Yeah,
definitely plastic surgery been done.
Yeah. Like, this is tight, dog. Like,
I mean, I'm not mad at him. I mean, Kendra, when she was a playmate, did look hot.
Yeah, honestly, man, those women, it's so weird to say, but some of those women, like Kendra, they look so plastic and fake to me. They look like a person that is not a woman getting plastic surgery to look like a woman, because that's how fake and plastic they look. And this person looks kind of fake and plastic, man. Like, mm-hmm. The huge boob, fake boobs. They look like a Barbie doll boobs. Like, I mean, that's what you're into, dog. Just, you know, you supposed to be married is all.
The other thing is she flushed the wedding ring down the toilet.
Mm-hmm. That's when you know you mad.
Dog, who did that wedding ring come out in the well? Like, if I'm at the plant, where it's, you know, it's getting rid of all
there's
that.
There's no telling where it goes to, but I would like to be the one to find that ring.
Yeah, if you flush a wedding ring down the toilet, you were mad as shit. Because women ain't going to flush no fucking wedding ring down the toilet.
They might pawn it, but they ain't going to flush it down the toilet.
As revealed in the new issue of Us Weekly out now, Former Playboy model Wilkinson, 29, first laughed off reports of Baskets' April tryst with London in 25. Oh, now that's when you know she's hurt. Because she publicly laughed at the possibility, like, this nigga ain't cheating with no transgender.
What's her last name again?
Who? Ava Sabrina
Kendra,
London?
No, Kendra.
Kendra Wilkinson. Okay, thank you. But when NFL Pro Basket 31 didn't rush to clear his name in the press. Oh, no! Baby, you need to get out there and tell them. They are tripping. You know what I heard today when I was shopping? TMZ walked up and said, this is crazy, don't get mad. They said, you are having an affair with a transgender YouTube model named Ava Sabrina London. So, can you just go out and tell them they acted stupid real quick?
You think he scratched the back of his neck?
He was like,
baby, we need to talk.
We really don't need to get it. I mean, we really don't even probably,
need to dignify
it's
that.
It's crazy. We shouldn't even, worry about that. What are you looking at on your computer right now? What? Nothing. Just some YouTube videos of a friend. His wife grew suspicious and started snooping, a source explains to us. Once Wilkinson discovered an unexplained and damning charge on his credit card, what was the charge for? He had to pay for YouTube? She flipped out, the source says. In a rage, she punched walls in their Calabasas, California home, threw her 2009 wedding photos into the pool, and then pulled off her wedding ring and flushed it down the toilet. She was extremely angry, the source observed. Wilkinson, who also shares son Hank IV with Basket. So, damn, dog.
I'm trying to find how much it costs.
The ring?
Yep.
Yeah. But whatever it costs. I mean, wedding rings, they normally don't put the cost out there.
But $500 for a hand job?
Is that what he got?
Yep.
Wow. It says here that the transgender model opened up on July 2nd and broke down the grueling process from deciding to become a woman to dropping a whopping $50,000 on surgery. I always wished I was born a girl, Ava told Radar Online. Everything I did to my sister, I did to myself. I did her makeup, her hair, styled her. I wished I was my sister, but I never thought I'd transition. So, yeah, man. My man Hank Basket.
I can't believe the cost of that ring is not somewhere. Because they even had their own TV show at one point, putting everything.
Yep. That's why I never want to be like, look at my marriage, motherfuckers. We so much better than y'all.
Cause we just,
you never know what's going to happen, man. Like, I'm sure these niggas thought they was in love at some point. Now his ass fucking transgender women and shit. Getting outed, red rings flushed out of toilet.
5 years in.
Yeah. Couldn't even make it to 5 years, dog. 8 years is the average.
Oh, wait. Is it $100,000?
For what? Ring? The wedding ring?
I think so. Hold on. This says celebrity engagement ring.
Oh, that's engagement.
Okay, no, it's
yeah,
not.
Yeah, they normally put your engagement ring on blast, not your wedding ring. Her relationship with Hank started in an online flirtation, but they eventually met in person, and he paid her for sexual acts. So this was some prostitution, bruh. Mm-hmm. He tried to act like it's a relationship. Is that really an affair if you pay a prostitute to do stuff to you?
I mean, you know, it's just, he getting right to the point. Instead of dinner and, you know, $200 dates, he figured, why not just give it all to her?
This is also why you don't fuck anyone famous, that especially famous without talent. Because how is she famous? She's famous for telling motherfuckers about her life, about her business.
For exploiting herself.
Yeah, about her business. Not about you, Karen, about her business. She's famous for telling people her business on YouTube. And now, guess what happens when you fuck somebody? You become part of their business.
You sure do.
She told on this nigga, and he lost half.
you didn't say half with much enthusiasm.
Half. He lost half. Fucking around. What a YouTube person. I have no sympathy for this nigga.
She get YouTube checks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No disrespect.
Dog. Oh, it's a fucking YouTube
but
person.
But she probably get paid, too.
I wouldn't fuck a chick with a Twitter account. A YouTube account. Of course you got caught. Of course. No,
her life is on YouTube.
Yeah.
Right.
What am I going to talk about today? Oh, my God. Well, I went to the grocery store and it was crazy. You guys know how I hate going over to Kroger, but it was the only thing open. It was late at night. And while I was in there,
I bet you that's
I bought
channel.
Some fish and blah, blah, blah. And that's Tuesday. Talk to you guys tomorrow. Then the next, and it's like, if she'll talk about that for an hour, Man, don't let something happen to her, like, I don't know, sucking Hank Bass's dick. Of course you're gonna leave with that.
I'm shocked there's no video yet. Cause you know, if she likes being on YouTube, she had to plot a way to record this nigga.
Mm-hmm.
She had to.
And that means that's what he into.
He gonna lose more than half. He's gonna lose half and then alimony cause she didn't work. Yep. And he gonna lose the child support cause they got kids.
I knew that nigga was a lame when they got married. I was like, this lame ass nigga, he won't be on TV cause he in love.
I hope he stayed well from the NFL checks.
The Dallas police arrest Aqib Talib's brother and say they arrested Aqib. I think you should leave with that. He's the famous one.
Makes sense.
For a few hours, police believe they had arrested Broncos quarterback Aqib Talib for throwing bottles in the Dallas club. Police were wrong. Max Guerin, the major in charge of media relations, according to his bio, tweeted that about Aqib Talib's arrest earlier this morning. Arrest Denver Bronco Aqib Talib for public intox after his throwing bottles causing disturbance. Talib was a danger to self and others. Talib was intoxicated in club causing disturbance. Breaking, Talib was arrested about 1:45 this morning after being escorted out of Club Sin at 1200 block of Main Street.
Is his brother more famous than him?
No.
Why is he even in this article?
This will be like, we arrested Derrick Rose's brother. Okay, about an hour later, Mike Florio talked to Talib's agent, presumably to confirm the report, and found out Aqib's brother, Yaqub, was actually the one that was arrested. So who did he believe?
What, his brother gave his name?
And so the Texas police, which did a correction, said, Yaqub Talib, 31 years old, was arrested. My apologies to Aqib Talib. Original information reported was incorrect.
He knew.
Yep.
He probably was like, my brother is Aqib Talib. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's one of your aliases? Oh, you got how many names you got, boy?
Mm-hmm. Right. Spread your legs. Palms up, palms down, palms to the side. One, put your left leg in. Put your left leg out.
Why your hand's still not in the air? I mean, you said palms up.
Mm-hmm.
Shake it all about, boy. Shake it.
Yeah, throw your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care.
And Talib has had some run-ins with the law, so good for him that it wasn't him this time. You know, I was getting nervous for the dude. Well, it's that time, guys. Time to wrap it up with a little bit of... La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. Hey mama. That's right. Black Mamba. Kobe Bryant trolls Hornets 18 years after the team traded him to the Lakers.
Oh Lord.
July 1st marks the anniversary of multiple historical and athletic events. The start of the Battle of Gettysburg, the founding of China's Communist Party. WFAN in New York debuting as the nation's first of all sports radio station in 1987. And Derek Jeter's The Dive into stands, according to the post game. Also, July 1st, 1996, the Charlotte Hornets traded Kobe Bryant, the 13th overall pick in the summer's NBA draft, to the Los Angeles Lakers. The Hornets received center Vlade Divac. As Bryant was 17 at the time, he needed his parents to co-sign his first NBA contract. On Tuesday, Bryant trolled his former team of 5 days, Twitter, the post game reports. So he put a picture of himself as, excuse me, put a picture of himself up in his Hornets gear.
It looked good with that Hornets hat on, too.
Yep. What was never was, never meant to be. That was my dog. Also, he didn't come, I saw two different conflicting articles. One says he was absent as Lakers pitched to Carmelo Anthony. And the other one was Kobe back from Europe for Melo pitch. Make up your fucking mind. USA Today, NBC Sports. One of y'all be right, okay?
Well, what I heard, too, was that he came back, but they had changed the time of the meeting, so he missed the meeting.
Oh, okay. There you go.
But he did fly back for the meeting.
Well, there you go.
He attempted to make the meeting.
Well, Delano? Well, did we do it? Do we make a show out of nothing for you?
Are you not entertained?
Do we need sports to happen, nigga?
We didn't even talk about any why stories.
We didn't even answer the questions in the chat. With LeBron asking for the max, which is deserved, how much do you think Wade and Bosh are going to sacrifice to pay Wise to retool that Heat squad? Do we know he's asking for the max?
Mm-hmm.
Right. I'll confirm when it's confirmed. I'm not even speculating on that shit. He's never been the most highest paid player in the NBA any year of his career. I'll wait. I need him to break precedent before I start talking about should how much everybody else should get. If he ain't asking for it, what's the point of worrying about it?
He went on vacation.
Yeah.
Asked his woman, was she happy down south?
Mm-hmm.
She said, baby, I love the weather down here.
Honest question. Why y'all really hate Chris Paul? Also, since he is similar to Isaiah Thomas, do you hate Isaiah too? Oh, Isaiah Thomas, the championship point guard? The point guard with the rings? I have no problem with Isaiah Thomas. The point guard that played with a fucked up ankle and got the most points ever in the quarter of, in the NBA playoffs? No issue at all with Zeke.
Who asked this question?
Jay Sarge, the homie.
Have you never heard us talk about the fact that he walk around punching people in their balls?
He hit people in the nuts. Now, what kind of man
on a national
that?
Game? National game on national TV did it.
Do you not have nuts? Because I have nuts. You don't hit people in the nuts, and then I'm supposed to be cool with you.
Made me not like Wake Forest as a university. I used to ride for them. You think I dislike Muggsy Bowles? I still see this man in Charlotte.
It's some very uncool shit to do.
He said Isaiah did too.
I've never seen Isaiah Thomas punch anybody in their nuts, okay?
You making up stuff now.
Right. Not to mention, this nigga ain't never won a championship. Ain't never even been to the NBA finals.
And if he did, I imagine Isaiah apologizing.
Right.
Chris Paul was directly asked about it and wouldn't apologize. It was mm-hmm. like, you don't think it's wrong, though, to punch another grown man in the groin? He was mm-hmm. like, no.
Yeah, you got to show me the footage of Isaiah punching somebody in the nuts, Jay Sarge. No offense, brother, but I got to see that before I say anything else on this topic. Because until then, Chris Paul is dead to me.
And DB say Kobe and Melo had dinner after the Knicks meeting.
Oh, so they was making a bunch of nothing.
I mean, Jay Sarge said that. Why are you asking us about that when you know
how
Chris
we feel.
Paul ain't shit?
He just trying to rile us up, dog. He know how we feel. Hitting people in the nuts. Going out in the first round every year.
Walking around bragging about
supposed
it.
To act like he's somebody.
He need to show up as Cliff Paul. Maybe they'll win some games.
He hit
actually
more.
Make some assists.
Dog, how do you hit more than one person in the nuts anyway?
Yeah.
If I accidentally get close to somebody nuts on the basketball court, I apologize and I didn't hit him. Oh, my bad, dog.
I've never hit anyone else in the nuts. Ever.
I absolutely did not mean to do that. You know what I mean? Like, if I was running down the court and my hand brushed your thigh, I would be like, so shit, hey, dog, I'm not like that. I didn't mean to do that. And I know, it was like, you didn't hit me. I know, but I just want to make it absolutely clear. I never, ever would, never, ever will.
We ain't going to have no problem.
My bad.
Right. I don't.
My bad.
Kind of do his people in the nuts and then be like, I ain't even sorry.
Bro, take this layup for when I almost hit you in the balls. Take this layup.
Yeah, you can have the next J. Next J on me. Am I the only one who thinks far too much is being made about Derrick Rose aversion to recruiting players? I think he knows they have a good team in a major market that can compete. Compete for what?
A good team.
A second round exit?
Hey, man.
Hey, here's what's funny.
Nate Robinson not walking through that door.
Hey, niggas on Twitter talking about some, hey, man, you know that that having Melo gets them no closer to a championship. What?
Was that Mr. Span asked that question?
Yeah, Mr. Span.
Come on.
He's a Chicago fan.
Come on, Span. Listen, he is a deep thinker. He is asking this question to fuck with us and the other listeners. He has to. He has, you know.
Yeah. He gone
come,
now.
Come
so.
On. That's an irrational question right now.
It matters, man. If you don't try to recruit players that, and these are good top five NBA players, top 10 NBA players, to a team that needs to help, and his team wants him to help them by at least being, you know, somewhat amicable to these guys, then yeah, I blame him. It's his fault.
It's disrespectful, man.
Yeah.
Come on, man. These your fellow colleagues, guys you played in the all-star game with that potentially want to come to your team and want to meet with you and see what the culture, they want to ask you another player directly, bro, what is the culture like here? Give me your honest answer.
Here's the main problem with it. I have to play with this dude. The management can say what they want to. The lesser role players can say what they want to. when it comes down to who's going to give me the ball and who's going to want be a leader about having me on the team or not, it's this nigga. So yep. if he don't like me, I don't want to play here.
This nigga.
And if you don't come talk to me, my assumption is you don't like me or you don't want me on the team. So I think it's got to be hurting their free agent chances, man. It's got to be.
And we wouldn't work out.
Nope. Derrick Rose just, yeah, he being petty.
Look at Boozer. You think Boozer be out there trying?
Right.
Boozer be like, this nigga.
They trying to get rid of him, by the way. I heard.
He don't want to be there.
Yeah. Mad respect for having a ballsy sport and a nerd off on the holiday. Y'all really appreciate it. Thanks, Jay Sarge,
Thank
man.
You, sweetie.
Sorry we had to talk about your favorite player, Chris Paul, man.
That's not his favorite player.
We just had to tell you the truth, man. Okay? You need to pick a better player to defend.
He just liked the Clippers. We get it. You like the Clippers.
Yeah, don't write up in here about no Chris Paul no more till he stop punching people in the nuts and start winning championships. Then I will reconsider his entry into the people I fuck with list. But he got to at least win a championship before we can even discuss this.
Oh, we feel you. He say Kobe the best. He put that
okay.
in the chat.
All right.
Kobe.
All right. You back in. You all the way down. All right, man. We'll talk to y'all next week.
And again, anybody that want me to follow them on Twitter, just hit me up.
Yeah. He's on Twitter at Rhyme Over Reason. All one word, Rhyme Over Reason, all spelled correctly. So hit him up. Oh, I'm Twitter, Rodimus Prime. Karen is Say That Again.
Lizzy Cakes was in the room. Oh,
yeah,
shucks.
Man. Yeah, we have quite a few people in here today, man. On a holiday, no less. So y'all have a good one. We'll talk to y'all later. Peace out.
Peace.